This is Live Wrestling Action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Your high school, somebody's singing the national anthem.
Scotty, I want you to bring... 2013 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament to where High Above the Mats, High Fidelity here, the Community First Credit Union broadcast booth. The national anthem about to begin as we get ready for another section of wrestling here on your Sports Leader KIC. Let's turn things over to the national anthem. And that is the playing of the national anthem. Welcome aboard, everyone. Welcome aboard the train that we arrived on just about 24 hours ago when this 2013 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament got underway. High Above the Mats and High Fidelity. Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers, Jay Mill is in the house. But we've got distinguished guests in this broadcast booth today. We've got the governor and lieutenant governor of the great state of Iowa, and they're kicking off an initiative that really speaks to the heart of all these people that are inside this arena today. Governor Branstad, first of all, I imagine standing above these mats looking down here.
This is pretty impressive to see all these wrestlers and all the cheerleaders and all the fans, and you got a packed house here. This is Iowa at its best, and we're so proud to all these wrestlers and all the supporters that are here to cheer them on at the state wrestling tournament. As you know, we just had a press conference where we kicked off letskeepwrestling.com. We hope it's a worldwide movement, but this is the epicenter of wrestling right here in Iowa. We want to do all we can to get the Olympic Committee to change its mind and keep wrestling as part of the Olympics.
Well, we really got to see the heart of Iowa down there in that press conference. That was as tight of packed of press conferences that I've seen for anything on any issue. And it was full of people who were caring deeply about wrestling and wanted to hear about what you had to say about this initiative.
Well, I don't think we ever had that many cameras at a press conference that I've held, but it's really because we had Dan Gable, we had all of our state university wrestling leadership represented, and just a tremendous amount of outpouring of support for wrestling and for getting the Olympic Committee to turn this around, and we want to do all we can here in Iowa.
Well, I asked you a question, the opening question that you took. Of all the pressing issues that face the state and this country, why get behind this issue as the governor of the state of Iowa?
Well, because I can't think of anything as more a part of the fabric of Iowa than wrestling. I mean, it goes way back to Norman Borlaug, who was, a Nobel Prize winner. He was a wrestler from Cresco, Iowa. And I know so many people that grew up, wrestling was an important part of building their character. They've gone on to become worldwide leaders. And Dan Gable is probably the best example.
Great example. You had a,
right.
a bunch
Dan
of people
Gable
stand behind you.
Won the Olympics and then went on as a coach of the University of Iowa to set the record of the most NCAA titles. It'll probably never be broken, but he's a living legend, and we want to do all we can to keep the dream alive for future generations so we can see future kids that grow up in Iowa be like Dan Gable.
Couldn't agree more. Joe Sinclair. Hey, Governor Branstad, first of all, thanks very much for joining us on 96.7 KIIC and all the sister stations that we're simulcasting on. But Governor Branstad, I see some parallels between this particular situation and the one that came up not too long ago with lean, finely textured beef. Can you draw any parallels between that and the result that you got with lean, finely textured beef and this International Olympic decision?
Well, first of all, I think if we had to do all over again, we'd have gotten involved in the lean, finely textured beef sooner, and we'd have gotten more aggressive on social media. We decided we don't want to make that mistake again. We fought back, and we've done a good job of saying that was a smear campaign. Lean, finely textured beef is healthy, it's safe, and it was just a smear campaign. We feel badly that we saw a lot of people lose their jobs because of that. But we're hoping that this can be turned around because we've moved swiftly and aggressively, and we've got all these people here. We want them to sign a petition. We want to save wrestling, and we're going to have the NCAA tournament here, too, within the next month. We think this is going to give us some real momentum.
You picked the prime spot and the prime time to get it kicked off.
The timing is everything. I learned that a long time ago. In politics, timing is everything, and this was the right time. We needed to move aggressively, and we felt Iowa is the epicenter of this, and we want to be in the forefront.
And Governor and Lieutenant Governor Reynolds, we mentioned Dan Gable earlier. We interviewed Dan Gable last year at the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. He had a quote that I thought resonated, and it's really going to help on this Let's Keep Wrestling program, this Let's Keep Wrestling initiative. He said he is just as famous in Russia as he is here in the United States, and I think we should see an international outpouring by all of these world-class athletes and champions for wrestling in the Olympics.
I think you absolutely are going to see that.
Well, and I would say it's not only Russia. In Iran, Afghanistan, Turkey, all these places that may not be our friends, but they do love wrestling. It's part of their culture as well. This is something that can bring us together in the whole world.
Well, and I think he even indicated it's their national sport.
Absolutely.
So they take it very serious. And in the last Olympics, there were over 71 or 72 countries that were represented. So this is an opportunity. And I saw young boys lining up down there to get next to Dan Gable and every one of those coaches.
Absolutely.
And get their picture taken. You know, it's something for them to aspire to their determination, dedication. Look at all the young people in the audience today. It is the fabric of Iowa, and we need to do everything we
Absolutely.
Can to keep it going.
Well, Lieutenant Governor, I know you were a sports advocate. You know, you were big into sports and cheerleading. Is that correct?
Oh, no. Now, come on.
I think you've been the best cheerleader of this governor.
I am.
She was a basketball player.
Yes.
And back when we had six girl basketball, and she was a forward.
He's dating me. But
she knew how to score.
But I tell you, I had a brother that wrestled. I have nephews that wrestled. I spent a lot of time on the weekends watching them do the tournaments where the young kids come together. You pack the lunch. You spend the day.
And
you watch them compete and learn competition and the highs and lows of it, but really sportsmanship. You know, how to work with other people, so it's great. But we want to be sure and encourage everybody to go to letskeepwrestling.com. That's where they can sign the petition. That's where they can like the page. And that's where they can sign up for the Twitter feed. So we've had people from all over the nation, right, Governor, that have already signed up. We're up to 2,000, and we're going to keep that momentum going.
Well, Shadow Lesh is going to come out for Albie in just a second and take the mat, and that's going to have all of Southern Iowa's eyes. But you have all of our ears and our hearts because you've taken something we all care deeply about, and you grabbed a hold of it. It is the fabric of Iowa. And, Governor, I'm very thankful that you guys, that you and the Lieutenant Governor have taken the initiative in the forefront.
Well, I think it's what we need to do. When you're the top elected official in the state, and you see something important to the fabric of your state threatened, I think you got to take the lead on this and do all you can to bring everybody together. We're just excited about the outpouring of support we see for Let's Keep Wrestling. And I encourage everybody to go to letskeepwrestling.com.
We'll make sure we mention Minnesota Times. Now, I've got to tell you that we actually had a singlet for you, but I got to thinking about that. I didn't want that to be the Dukakis moment for you.
I know.
Hey, I'm proud to wear the T-shirt.
Hey, so. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you guys so much for coming up here. And what a great turnout. The momentum started. It started right here in Iowa where it should start. And you've led the way. Thank you, Governor and Lieutenant Governor Reynolds.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right.
There we are.
Lieutenant Governor and Governor Branstad here with us at 96.7. We want to thank them very much for being part of our broadcast here at the 2013 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. Let's Keep Wrestling.com, folks. Let's Keep Wrestling.com is where you are going to go to have impact. You can make a difference for wrestling at the Olympics. And Jason, we're about 4 minutes away from Shadow taking the mat.
Well, we're going to take a real quick timeout. We'll come right back here. You're listening to this exclusive broadcast from the Community First Broadcast Suite. High above the mats, high fidelity. We'll come right back here. Shadow Leshen, you are on deck.
If you have new drivers in your family, you'll want to know our name. If you live in wide open spaces and you drive on the highway at night, you'll want to know our name. If you love the looks of a perfectly painted and shined automobile, you'll want to know our name. And if you text while you're driving, eventually you'll know our name. Smith Body Shop. Smith Body Shop in Sheraton.
Hi, I'm Dan from Danco. Spring will be here soon, and now is the time to be thinking about spring sports. Danco is proud to be the leading athletic outfitter for high schools and leagues throughout Iowa and northern Missouri. To the serious athlete, we offer the expertise to help you find the best equipment and uniforms from the leading athletic brand. You can visit us on the Centerville Square, on the web at www.danco.com, or call our toll-free number 800-326-6261.
Red Hall Realty is a family-owned and operated business. For over 30 years, they've served the customers who are buying or selling real estate, settling an estate through a listing or an auction. Red Hall has some of the lowest commission rates available and no hidden charges. And their well-trained brokers can help you with relocation counseling and market expertise. Red Hall Realty is located on the east edge of Sheraton on Highway 34. Stop in and meet the experts or call Todd Shelton at 641-774-4242.
Starlight, star bright. First star I see tonight.
I wish I may, I wish I might. Have the wish I wish tonight.
Dreams are a part of every little girl's life, and the dreams only become more grand in scale as little girls grow up into adults. That's why the professionals at Lucas County Health Center and Medical Clinics are here to help make your dream of motherhood become a reality. From pre-pregnancy planning to your first prenatal visit through labor and delivery in our newly renovated OB suites, we're here for you, cheering you on and providing the care and support you need to help you make the most of your dream of motherhood.
Iowa Realty is Iowa's largest. Hanson's Iowa Realty in Sheraton is ready to serve you. Hanson's has five realtors, all members of the National Association of Realtors, the Iowa Association of Realtors, and the Rathman Board of Realtors. With interest rates low, get out of your rental and start earning equity. You can check inventory and calculate your monthly payments with their online mortgage calculator at iowarealtysheraton.com. To buy or sell farm, acreages, residential, or commercial, call Hanson's Iowa Realty at 641-774-5822. Head for the house, Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Judd's Ranch House is a gathering place for great food and activity. On Tuesdays, you can take private guitar lessons. And on Thursdays, Pat Mead stops in and performs at the Ranch House. Judd's has nightly food and drink specials, fresh salad bar, plus a welcoming staff. Gather at the Ranch House, Judd's Ranch House in Lacona.
Tap, tap. Welcome back, everyone. High above the mass, high fidelity on this big Saturday, or big Friday, setting up a big Saturday here on our journey through the Wells Fargo Arena, side of the 2013 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. And you can hear Shadow Leshen is down on the mat. Shadow Leshen just underway. He's out front 2-1, but we got more distinguished guests in our broadcast booth announcing this very important initiative for this great sport of wrestling. Let's keep wrestling going. And Coach Brands, University of Iowa head coach Tom Brands. Coach, you know, you showed up here today. I know you got a busy schedule, but you chose to be here.
Yeah, first of all, I'm Terry. Tom, we got Edinburgh tomorrow night, and Tom's back holding the fort down there, so I'm with him. But, yeah, your guy.
Shadow Leshen has his opponent on his back. He gets two quick back points after a takedown. That makes the score 6-1. Shadow Leshen leads this one now.
He cuts him for the escape. Nope, they did not give the two back points there. Didn't have his shoulders exposed long enough. We've got 6 seconds left in the first period. 120-pound action. They do give Shadow the back points. Now it is 6-2. Shadow Leshen will take a 4-point lead into the second period.
And Bryce Leshen will be going on mat three here just momentarily as these matches will become hot and heavy. But we got Coach Terry Brands here. Coach, this is a big moment for wrestling right now. As you mentioned down in the press conference that, you know, the Olympics is a place for young kids to start to see and recognize a dream.
Right, and that's exactly right. It was, you know, the way I describe it is that God gave us a body, emotions, and a mind, and now we have, you know, wrestling formed that for me. Now we have something, or now I had something that was I was able to focus my mind and my body and my emotions on to become, you know, the best human being that I could become. And wrestling provided that for me.
I tell you what else we got, Coach Brands. We've got Bryce Leshen at 126 pounds in a first period action. He gets the opening takedown, cuts his opponent, and now with 10 seconds left, takes him back down to the mat at 126 pounds. Bryce Leshen on top and in control 4-1. Meanwhile, Shadow Leshen cuts his opponent to start the second period. That result is 6-3. And Coach Brands, these are some quarterfinal matches. Albie has got two brothers wrestling, Shadow Leshen and Bryce Leshen. There's another one of them, Brett Leshen, and a cousin, Jack Leshen, that'll be joining them later.
Well, good. That's what we like to see. And I was going to say, if they didn't give those two near fall, man, you'd be down there kicking somebody in the rear end.
I couldn't believe it. The score was a little bit slow getting them up there, but I thought I saw the official. But every once in a while, we'll get ahead of the officials and the scores, and they wind up catching up with
it. The best wrestling broadcast in the world going on up here. I see that.
Thank you, buddy. We're also Tanner Cowan's going on, taking on White. Tanner Cowan. Have a blood timeout down there.
At 126 pounds, Bryce Leshen is off the mat after reversing his opponent. So Bryce Leshen gets the reversal. He leads now 6-1. There are 1 minute and 36 seconds left in the second period for Bryce Leshen.
I really like, as a coach, I'm sure you really like when your guys go out, and particularly in these type of environments, when it's on the big stage, go out and be the aggressor.
For sure. You got to be aggressive, and you got to be able to hit those leg attacks. And if a guy's dumb enough to attack you, you got to be able to go around behind him. And then you get in those situations, you're working hard to turn, you're working hard to be on top and get those near fall and then do a pin. And if you miss those opportunities, then you're doing what, you know, is that Bryce down there on three?
Bryce is on three, Shadow down here on one.
What Bryce was doing, he kicked him out, you know, get that reversal right away. Now he's 6-1 riding on top with, you know, 58 seconds to go in the second period.
Speaking of riding on top, Shadow Leshen enters the third period. He's going to stay on his feet. He leads 6-3 at 120 pounds. That quarterfinal match right here on 96.7 KIIC in the live stream on KIICradio.com.
I'll take mat number eight. I got Shadow Leshen. You take his brother Bryce. And Coach Brands, if you can help us along the way, and then we're going to get to your initiative, talk a little deeper.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, Shadow Leshen, 147 to go, third period. Out in front, 6-3. Shadow stays at a lower level, trying to look for a hit here. Leshen, the takedown artist, 139 to go. He's out front 6-3. Let's go over to his brother Bryce on mat number three.
Bryce is wrestling in the second period with 33 seconds remaining. He leads 6-1. He has his opponent down on the mat. He's got this match in control. He leads 6-1. He's riding hard.
While Bryce is busy, Shadow Leshen now out in front with a big takedown. He's out in front 8-3. And he's got 122 to go. A little blood on mat number eight. Bryce Leshen looks like he's in deep on a single leg.
Real good stand-up there by Heft. And nice trip elevation on the leg by Bryce Leshen. Takes him back to the mat. And we are going to have this match in the third period, 6-1, as we go to the third period. Bryce Leshen leads.
Coach, you know, when you look down at these mats, you know, you think about all the tremendous wrestling that's going on in the state of Iowa. And I know you guys you know, go out and recruit all over the country. But some of the best wrestling in the world is taking place right here.
For sure. I mean, there's just no question about that. We're, you know, it don't matter what state you're in. You got to get the best in-state kids. And especially when you're in Iowa, you want to make sure that we're not losing these to some of these other programs that are outside of us. And I think that over the last 4 or 5 years, we've done a good job of keeping the best in-state kids around. You know, we got Clark last year, and
he is doing fantastic,
yeah,
man.
Is.
Beat that kid from Illinois.
He is. He's doing very good. And you know, it's not even about what he was doing in Des Moines, and then he just kind of carried it over. It's just that he works so doggone hard. He's not resting on his on what he did do down here in his high school years. He's continuing to know that he has a lot of growth to do, and he works hard and toward those goals every You got action down here.
Yeah, Shadow Leshen looks like he's trying to get on a single leg sprawl attempt there.
It's all you, Jason, because we got a blood timeout before we start the third period.
Well,
we're
doing this simultaneously. Coach Brands, Coach Terry Brands, University of Iowa, is with us here as we announce this new initiative just announced by Governor Branstad right here in this broadcast booth. 53 seconds to go, Albia fans. Shadow Leshen out in front, the takedown artist from Albia.
And we're back to action at 126 pounds. The third period just beginning. And Bryce Leshen cuts his opponent. That makes the score 6-2. Bryce Leshen on top in his quarterfinal match at 126 pounds, Class 2A on 96.7 KIIC.
Final 38 seconds here for Shadow Leshen. He's had an ankle pick, trying to hold on to that. Final 32 seconds. Shadow Leshen looking to punch his ticket on to the next round.
Sure like to see that 4-point lead with 26 seconds to go. Got a couple stalls to give if he needs them.
22 seconds and going. 8-4, Albia. Shadow Leshen with 17 seconds and counting. Going to hold on here as a stalemate. And, Coach, you know, they've been calling the stalemate really quick here, and I think as a coach you really like that. Let's get the wrestling.
The thing is the common sense of it is the officials and the wrestlers know whether there's going to be action. I mean, they've been in the mat for how many times, so they do know when to call a stalemate, and sometimes for whatever reason, they let that clock tick away.
With a minute
Shadow
5
Leshen
left.
Gets the takedown right as time expires. He gets the win, 10-4, the final. Shadow Leshen of Albia will move on. Let's move over to 126, and that's his brother, Bryce Leshen.
Bryce Leshen is wrestling Austin Heft. He's a senior from Charles City, and Heft takes down Bryce Leshen with a minute to go. Now Bryce trying to get the escape. There are 48 seconds remaining in the smash. It's a 6-4 lead for Bryce Leshen. He's on the bottom, but he is leading by a score of 6-4. 39 ticks remain in this one in regulation. It's a 6-4 lead for Bryce Leshen. That 2-point lead is all important right now. No stalls have been called in this match until just right now, and Bryce Leshen just got called for his stall. He needs to get up and try to make something happen here with 24 seconds to go. The clock is ticking. Bryce Leshen gets to his feet, turns, grabs the leg, can't make anything happen with that, but we should see a stalemate right here. Can't have a stall call on Bryce Leshen. Hanging on to that leg as the clock winds down underneath 10 seconds, folks. 6-4 the score for Bryce Leshen. He is at 126 pounds. It's a quarterfinal match, and the time is going to expire on Heft. Bryce Leshen, you have punched your ticket to the semifinals tonight.
Absolutely
at the Well.
Job.
Way to go. Back-to-back wins by the Leshen brothers. And we are joined by Coach Brands. And Coach Brands, we're not going to give you any hard time. We're not going to ask you about any recruits. We know that that's off limits. We're not going to talk about Chad Zapital from Centerville beating you. We're just going to talk about wrestling and what a great career you have and what you got going. This is awesome.
Well, I appreciate it. Zapital was tough and still is, I'm sure.
He had a nephew wrestling here earlier for Iowa City West, John Mullaney. And, that was a little bit of a disappointment for the Zapital family. But what a great event we've got going here. There's over 10,000 people in here tonight. It's an unbelievable event to me, and I'm loving this Let's Keep Wrestling.com initiative that you, Coach Gable, and the governor and lieutenant governor have launched, because wrestling was around at the very first Olympiad back in Athens, Greece, and they didn't have snowboarding, they didn't have wakeboarding, they didn't have men's gymnastics, they had wrestling. We got to keep wrestling, and that's why Let's Keep Wrestling.com has been launched. You're doing a great job with that.
Yeah. I mean, hats off to the governor for recognizing the importance of it. And, you know, it's not really a political thing to him. And he said that, and I happen to believe that. And that's just really a lot of credit to the state of Iowa and its leadership. And maybe we needed a little of that leadership in our worldwide governing body.
Coach Brands, if you look at presidents, has the IOC ever overturned a ruling like this?
They say it's very difficult once the 15-member committee has recommended this, but that doesn't mean anything to me, and I don't think it means anything to the other people around the country. The bottom line is we did a poor job of getting our message across. We did a poor job of being able to do what the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, wanted the wrestling worldwide leadership to do. FILA, they wanted FILA to do certain things, and FILA didn't do it because of their arrogance and their poor leadership abilities, and that's what this is boiled down to. We need to get in front of these IOC members one at a time and do a really good job of selling our message, and then going to them hat in hand and asking them, what can we do to have you like our sport? And then and then it is what it is.
Well, standing next to me is two of the toughest guys all around. These are guys are fighters. They fought for their sports. Coach Gable's now joining us on KIC. We're high above the mats, high fidelity here at the 2013 Iowa State Wrestling Tournament. Coach, it's going to take a fighter because the IOC is really difficult to overturn, but this is going to take a fight.
You asked the question earlier, has it ever been done? Yes, it has been done. So the precedence has been set, but one out of how many times? That's not very many times. So, and you can't take that for granted. You can't take for granted you're just going to win. You're really going to have to patch up a lot of relationships that you've already destroyed, and that's difficult because I know that when somebody does something to me, I don't forget it. I know the brands don't either. So, but you can get over it and get on, but that doesn't mean you forget it. So. And we're dealing with a different group of people, too, because who do they answer to? Tell me who they answer to, the IOC. Unless they break the law, they don't answer to anybody. They are the highest authority in sport. And the highest sport for most sports that are in there, not all of them, is the Olympic Games. And it's probably highest for everybody except some of the sports that are in there. It's not their highest as far as just what you really want to win, because there's more money attached right. to other events, or it's just a bigger deal.
Why do you think they attacked wrestling? Well, what do you think's behind this, and why wrestling when you have all these other sports that, wrestling itself is older than the Olympics? From the womb, man is taught to wrestle and as part of the growing up process.
Well, it's pretty easily understood. It's just like when you're a AD and then you have a wrestling coach, or if you're a president and you got an AD, it's kind of like whoever is the higher authority, gets the final say. And the bottom line is if you're handed out homework, you do your homework. And if you don't do your homework, you're going to get in trouble. Now, even if you do your homework and you don't do it well, you don't get a good grade.
So not too hard to figure out there.
It's pretty simple in reality. I break it down as simple as I can, even though a lot of people like to make it complicated. It's not really complicated here. It's really simple.
Well, most things in life are not as complicated as those who need it to be complicated, so they elevate themselves. Make it. Right now, coaches, we have an Albion wrestler on the mat, Dalton Folkerts. He's at 145. He trails right now 2-0 with a takedown just underway first period on mat number six along the way, number five along the way in purple. Joe Miller or Joe Sinclair, you're right behind me, buddy.
Yeah, we got a live mic here. All right, Joe Sinclair here. We've got Dalton Folkerts with 40 seconds gone in the first period. He got taken down. He is wrestling here on mat number five. His opponent is, and I'll get that for you here in just a second, Chase Straw. Chase Straw from Independence. So one of those tough Buchanan County kids there, Chase Straw on the mat. Dalton Folkerts now on his feet with the stand-up. Tries to get away, but taken back down to the mat on a good move by Straw. So
we're going to go to the second period. It looks like Folkerts is going to be trailing 4-0. I got Coach Gable up here. The
last second,
Coach Gable.
Last second escape for Folkerts there, so it's 4-1.
Coach, while we have you two up here, and I know you got to get running, you got a lot of people to see, and I know you got a lot of doors to knock down to keep this initiative alive and not just make it a slogan, but to keep it alive. Coach Brands down in the conference spoke about the dreams of young men, how they're brought and made because of the Olympics. This sport, among other sports, that's where dreams are created. What does that mean to you as a wrestling coach and a wrestling legend?
Yeah, don't get me started there, because it's so personal to me, and especially because I have grandkids now. I had four daughters, but they're creating grandsons and our granddaughters. Maybe not in the state of Iowa, they get to go against gender, but they do get to compete. So, the bottom line is my oldest grandson the other day heard this announcement, and he looked up to his mom, and he just said, "Mom, there's not going to be any Olympic wrestling anymore."
Yeah, that just doesn't.
And he's a wrestler, and he goes, my daughter said the look on his face was like, "There's no Santa Claus." So you get it, right?
Yeah.
And when I start talking about that kind of stuff, it breaks me up. But instead of just getting broke up, I got to be more determined. That's my nature. That's our wrestling's nature. You got feelings, and you can cry and put some country music on, and I'll probably cry a lot. But the bottom line is I'm still getting turned on by what needs to be done. And that adversity, I'm just going to take it on. But everybody else has to do it, too. It's not one person.
No, this has got to be, and it will be, and we'll talk about that real quick. But I want to get Joe, give us an update here with Dalton Folkerts on the mat.
Scoring update, 40 seconds remain in the second period. Class 2A, 145-pound quarterfinal match. Straw on top, 5-1. He started this period in the down position. Folkerts covering, scored the escape with about 30 seconds gone, and that has been the scoring here in this second period. 5-1, Folkerts trails, Straw from Independence.
Griffin Osteen will be coming out here momentarily. Guys, when we wake up in the morning, we put our running shoes on when we come to the state wrestling tournament. This is not just a marathon, it's a sprint. Yeah, I know. Are you looking forward to a few short weeks coming back in here, Coach Brands?
Yeah, absolutely. You bet. This is where it's at this year, and NCAA tournament coming to Des Moines, and we're at home, and it wouldn't matter if we were at home or not, but it just so happens that we are at home, and so it's got to count a little bit more, and we got to have that help, you know, get us over the hump where we can make a difference in some of those weight classes where we haven't done so well this year.
Coach Gable, they talked about, the governor talked about the economic impact slightly. This is a huge economic boost to our state, which I think is the seed of wrestling here in this country.
Definitely is. I think there's four national tournaments at the college level in the state of Iowa this year, which is unprecedented. I think there's only five, so, you know, we had four of the five this year. And you know, usually you don't want that many, but it just so happens it works out that way. And so they're not taking a risk by coming to Iowa. That's the bottom line.
No way.
The other thing, Coach Gable, and that they didn't say is they didn't talk about the freestyle aspect in Iowa with the trials last year. I mean, we sold everything out. We smashed the records, whatever you want to say, and had the best venue across the world in any country from a fan perspective and amount of tickets. And I think the number was $6 point something million that it brought to the Coralville, Iowa City area. Is that correct?
No, that's correct. And we broke the record by 6,000
yeah.
people, you know, coming to a session. It went from 8,000 to 14,000.
Joe, let's keep it going with Dalton Folkerts as we will continue our conversation with Coach Brands and Coach Gable are here high above the mats.
Third period action, 1:05 to go. Dalton Folkerts was ridden hard by his opponent, Straw from Independence, but he's able to stand up, get the escape with 58 seconds to go here. We're in the third period. It's 5-2. Folkerts from Albia trailing. He did get a stall warning off of Straw before. Straw did let him go there, so there is one stall warning against Straw. Dalton Folkerts earlier in the second period had a little pummel locked up and looked like he might have been able to work that dresser dump with some pressure. He backed off as they were getting near the out-of-bounds line, but I'd like to see a big five-point move here by Dalton Folkerts here. And there's a nice ankle pick by Straw, and he's got Dalton Folkerts down, takes him down, and a nice job by Dalton Folkerts staying off of his back. But Straw hangs on to that arm. He's working the corkscrew, and he's got him turned over now. He's chest to chest. Straw puts the half in with 14 seconds to go. Folkerts on his back. They're counting back points for Straw. With 10 seconds to go, Folkerts is fighting his way off his back, but Straw's got it locked up tight. With 6 seconds to go, Folkerts is bridging as hard as he can. We're at the edge of the mat, and it's going to be time run out before the pin, but count the three near falls. It's a 10-2 win for Straw from Independence. All that action at the very end of the third period.
Great job, though. Dalton Folkerts will be wrestling a little bit later on here, and we'll bring you that match. But 152 is on deck. Gentlemen, we'd invite you to stay all day long if you want. We want to make sure, though, that we let everyone know that it's letskeepwrestling.com. Go out, not only go and I think you can do a signature on there, but it's live on our website right now, but also make a donation so the money comes behind it. I think when you put your signature out there, and where your heart is where your wallet usually is, put your money out there too. Get behind this. Coaches,
thank you so much.
It is an absolute honor. We have some Piper's candy to give to you. What you're doing here is sweet for the wrestling sport. Very important initiative, and we're very grateful that you guys are a part of a contingency to lead this effort. And with these two winners in at the helm, there's no one going to defeat these guys.
These two guys are part of the team that is going to keep wrestling in the Olympics. Letskeepwrestling.com. That's the movement.
Thank you so much, Coach. I look forward to seeing you up here in a few weeks. Coach Gable, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and last thing, one of the things is the main reason is that you need resources because you just got to – we're hired up. We hired a PR firm today, you know, from our national effort to find out really one that's worked with the IOC, one that's right there on a daily basis. They know kind of what moves to make. So they're not –
they're not cheap.
No, and as I said, you know, if you are you're a fan of wrestling, put your money where your mouth is, and this is our time to step up as a fan base. Something we know is not just about wrestling on a mat; it's about changing the character of a man. And we just got to have a great conversation with two of the legends right there, Joe Sinclair. But right on the mat right now, we've got to get back to action. We've got Griffin Osen coming out.
And that match,
mat number six.
That match just got
and
started.
Brett Leshen just
it's
underway.
A scoreless tie here, but Griffin Osen is in on a leg, works the butcher, and gets control. It's a 2-0 lead for Griffin Osen now. 10 seconds gone in the first period. Good job by, that's Brett Leshen on two. So Brett Leshen is ahead 2-1. He cuts his opponent. Griffin is right in front of me. So Griffin, no score. 1 minute remaining in the first period there. Leshen on top 2-1 with 1:11 left. So I'm going to call both these matches for a second. Jason getting his head set back on. Well, oh, and here's Griffin with a double underhook.
Boy, he's got a double underhook in there.
He's got the bear
tight.
Hug. He's got the bear hug. He's got inside position. Can he keep him in bounds? And there it is. He's got him in bounds, and he's turned him over. He's got him on his back. Griffin Osen. Oh, a great wizard there. And before he could get control, Griffin Osen has to cut him. Oh, man, no score there. But there's Griffin with the two at the edge of the mat.
45 seconds to go. First period, Brent Leshen out in front, 2-1 over McQuillan of MOTC. Here's a shot in there by McQuillan, countered by Brent Leshen.
That is Monticello, Iowa, up there in Jackson
Joe.
County.
You know, my heart's still beating a little faster. You know, you stand next to two legends like that, buddy. That is an awesome opportunity for our sport, for this station, and for all the listeners of Southern Iowa. Brett Leshen, 19 seconds to go out in front, 2-1 in the first period.
And I will bring you guys Brett's match. He leads 2-1. And, Jason, why don't you keep track of Griffin Osen down here with the 2-0 lead? Both of these matches are counting down through the final seconds of the first period. And Leshen's out of bounds with 5 seconds to go in the first.
You can hear in the mic, courtesy of Tharp Funeral Home, that is Coach Dave Winger on the mic. And we're going to go to the second period. Griffin Osing out front, 2-1. Osing with the big win in his first matchup, getting the win over the number one wrestler in the state. If you're just joining us, you just missed Governor Branstad, Lieutenant Governor, Dan Gable, and Terry Brand in the Community First Credit Union broadcast suite. Those interviews are brought to you by Tharp Funeral Home, Dewey Motor Company, Edward Jones, Bluff Creek Archery, Quality Ag, and Summers Insurance.
All right, and right down here on mat number two, 160-pound quarterfinal action, Brett Leshen leading 2-1. We're just underway in the second period. Leshen is on the bottom. He scoots out of bounds. There is 1 minute and 49 seconds remaining in the second period. Leshen on top, 2-1. He's going to try to bust out of that again. We got a similar score for Griffin Osing. He's got the 2-1 lead in the second period. Griffin, 1:28 to go.
Griffin started covering on top of McQuillan. 1:23 to go, second period. 2-1 here for Griffin Osing as we'll go back to the other side at 160. 170 going to be coming up with Jack Leshen as well.
Well, at 160, Brett Leshen goes out of bounds. It's 1:42 remaining in the second period. The score is still 2-1. Leshen on top had that first period takedown at 160 pounds for the Albion Blue Demons. Now Leshen backs into him, stands up. Leshen with a stand up, drop down on the leg, and before he can get out, they're out of bounds. Nope. Just at the edge. Now Leshen with the stand-up.
Back over here on 152. It is Griffin Osing out in front, 2-1. 46 seconds to go. Second period, Griffin Osing riding tough.
Logan McQuillan doing a good job riding Brett Leshen. They're out of bounds with 1:19 to go in the second period. 2-1 the score, and Brett Leshen not able to quite bust out of there in the same fashion that he was earlier. All right, and now with 1:19 to go, they reset. A great stand-up there by Leshen. But it was a whistle violation. So whistle violation there. Jumped the gun just a pinch. We'll reset it for you.
Osing, 152 out front, 2-1 still. He's ridden Thompson of SBL this entire period. Griffin Osing riding so tough. Has that deep waist in. Tries to bring the left arm back.
Keep him on!
Trying to keep him on the mat. You can hear Coach Winger giving instructions to Griffin Osing. They'll reset 7 seconds, second period. Let's go back over to Brett Leshen.
Well, Brett is still got 63 ticks left on the clock. It's the fourth time they've gone out of bounds. And Leshen with the narrow 2-1 lead, I'm sure he wants to score here off the bottom in the second period. He had his choice. He took down. And with 1:03 to go, we're going to reset it at the center of the mat.
We're watching right now Griffin Osing of Albion. Hey, Griffin out in front, 2-1.
Let's go.
At 152, we're going to the third period. Griffin rode Thomason all the way through that second period to hold on and keep that 2-1 lead.
If you missed it, folks, the younger Leshins, or smaller Leshins, Bryce and Shadow advanced in their quarterfinal matches. And we saw a tough loss for Dalton Folkerts in his quarterfinal match. And now we've got Griffin Osing at 170 and Brett Leshin at 160 in their quarterfinal matches here on 96.7 KIIC and KIICradio.com.
Griffin Osing still out in front, 2-1 here, 142. He's in the down position being covered up by Thomason.
That's a third period action there for you on Osing's at 170. Meanwhile, there's 20 seconds remaining in the second period. Brett Leshin started this second period on the bottom, and he has been ridden the whole period by Logan McQuillan from Monticello. And McQuillan looking real hard in here with a chicken wing. McQuillan's got the chicken wing in, and he's, with 7 seconds to go, going to score some back points. Brett Leshin is on his back with 3-2-1. It's going to be a three count for McQuillan, and he is going to take the lead with that three-point near fall, make the score 4-1. For McQuillan over Leshin at 160.
110 to go here in the third and final period. Griffin Osing trying to get the escape, and he does so. Now with a 3-1 lead, Griffin Osing out in front here. 101 to go, third period. We'll go back to 160 with Brett Leshin here in just a moment. We'll keep right here for 56 seconds to go. It is Griffin Osing out front, 3-1. Let's go back as they get underway, third period over there with Brett Leshin.
Brett Leshin started the match on... It looked like he was going to start in the down position. Or,
don't get tied up.
They started in the neutral position. So Brett Leshin trying to get a takedown and narrow this gap from 5-2 to 4-2, or 4-5. Now we've got a spin around behind, and Brett Leshin looks like something's wrong, folks. He's just not moving there on the bottom. Almost looks like he's out of gas. Now Leshin sprawled, broken down. 125 remains in that match.
Let's go back to Griffin Osing. Final 26 seconds and counting. Griffin Osing trying to get the win here at 152. Osing with a 3-1 lead, under 20 seconds to go. We'll keep it here, Joe, for the final 17 seconds. Osing now in on single leg. He's in deep with a 3-1 lead here. Osing trying to hold on here. Final 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7. Hang on, Albion fans. Griffin Osing looks to punch his ticket to the next round. 4, 3, 2, 1. I couldn't count it fast enough, and Griffin Osing gets the win at 152. He will advance on. Let's go over to Brett Leshin at 160.
That was an absolutely great match for Griffin Osing over Brett Thomason there from Sergeant Bluff Litton. But we've got a problem down here with Brett Leshin. Brett's moving a little bit lethargically. Almost looks like he's either been hurt or injured or something. He trails 7-2 with 52 seconds to go. He has been ridden hard by his opponent. And that is Logan McQuillan from Monticello. McQuillan started this third period in the neutral position. He got a three-point near fall in the second period after he'd ridden Brett for the first minute and 53 seconds. Brett has been warned for stalling, and I'm anxious to get the coach's report afterwards, but Brett just doesn't look like his normal self.
Yeah, it's Brett. Brett just doesn't look like he's feeling too well.
It's 30 seconds remaining. Brett Leshin trailing
7-2,
and he is broken down on the mat now with 23 seconds to go. His opponent McQuillan has got the head in the hole.
Well, we're going to bring you Leshin and Jack Leshin at 170 and Carter Isley at 182. Is coming up next. Jack Leshin is at 170. He is at 2206, if you want to find that, Coach Cochran. And I'm going to bring Carter Isley right here.
Final, seconds tick off the clock. There was a penalty point for stalling against Leshin, and that rounded out the scoring. He loses by 6 by an 8-2 margin, shakes his opponent McQuillan's hand, and jogs off the mat. And I'm sure a little bit disappointed there, Brett Leshin.
Carter Isley underway here at 182, taking on the Holloway of Mediapolis. Just watched Griffin Osing get the win. And, Joe, you watched that, Matt, with Brett Leshin. Brett did not look the same there, particularly when we went in that second period.
Tell you what, he came out guns blazing, got that first period takedown, an escape there for McQuillan to narrow it to 2-1. And then in the second period, McQuillan rode him hard and just didn't look like the regular old Brett, and I don't know if he got hurt or what the deal was, but that was just it wasn't the same Brett Leshin that wrestled at districts, I can tell you that.
Carter Isley gets taken down. He trails now 2-0 as they reset the middle of the mat. Isley taking on Holloway of Minneapolis. Isley trailing 2-0, 1:27 to go first period. Coach Cochran's going to join us up here. Coach, you have Jack Leshin's contest.
All right, well, I was watching Aaron Cross. We got Aaron Cross at 2 from Knoxville on mat number 3, and he's in a 0-0 battle in the first period. I got to pick up where Jack's at.
I can tell you, Jack Leshin is leading 4-1. He got a takedown in the first period, and allowed an escape, and then he got a takedown in the second period, and now he has been reversed in the second period. So it's 4-3 now. They're out of bounds. Leshin, he is going against Matthew Williamson from Atlantic on mat number 8. It is Leshin 4, Williamson 3 in quarterfinal action, 170 pounds.
All right, back to action here. Kyler Isley gets the escape, 2-1. Isley trails here, 54 seconds to go. He's taking on Holloway of Minneapolis. Let's get back to your matchup as well, Joe.
I'll take Aaron Crossett, or do you want me to take Jack Leshin?
Why don't you continue, Jack? Aaron Crossett's match is closing out the first period, 0-0 going into the second period.
With 46 seconds remaining, Class 2A, 170-pound quarterfinal, it is Jack Leshin with a 4-3 lead. He has 37 seconds left in his match against Matthew Williamson from Atlantic.
Carter Isley over here at 182, 28 seconds to go. First period, Isley trailing 2-1. They reset at the center of the mat as they went off on a shot attempt there by Holloway of Minneapolis, both circling around the center of the mat. 2-1, Isley trailing Holloway.
An escape by Jack Leshin with 19 seconds remaining in the second period at Class 2A, 170 pounds. A 5-3 lead for Jack Leshin from Grinnell. He's up against Matt Williamson from Atlantic.
Aaron Crossett on mat number 3 from Knoxville. Started on top, got his hips a little bit out of place, and Wilkie stepped over, gets two reversals, got him on his back. Minute 33 left to go. Aaron's got to find a way to fight off if he wants to continue this match.
And Jack Leshin did a real nifty job with an elevated double leg. Brings his opponent, Williamson, back to the mat as the time expired in the second period. He'll start the third period after that takedown, leading 7-3 at 170.
Over here at 182, Carter Isley gets taken down right at the final seconds of this first period. And he'll go to the second period, trailing 4-1. Isley will start in a down position as Holloway covers. Isley stands up, trying to get to his base. And Isley trailing here 4-1, does get the hand separate, gets the escape, and let's go back over to cross this match on mat number 3.
He fought hard to get off his back, and he did. He's down 5-0 now, 50 seconds left in the second. He needs to find a way to come up and score some points here. You do not want to be down by 5 going into that third period.
Speaking of down by 5 going into the third period, it's down by 4. Jack Leshin with the lead, and he is on the bottom. He leads 7-3 at 170 pounds. Jack Leshin from Grinnell. That would be Ron and Cora's grandson and Albia's very own Kirk's and Stephanie's son there. And it is 7-3, Leshin leading as they go out of bounds. 1:11 remain in that match.
1:25 to go here in the second period. Carter Isley trailing 4-2. Here's a deep shot by Holloway. A counter by Isley as they still fighting for a pummel here. Here's a shot in there by Holloway. Isley nearly turned it over into his own takedown as they go off the edge of the mat. 1:13 to go. Isley trails 4-2 in the second period.
Crossett's match here on mat number 3 is coming to a close at the end of the second period. He did find a way to get an escape to close that gap a little bit. Now he trails by 4 going into the third period, and they are in the neutral position.
Meanwhile, Jack Leshin, 48 seconds remain. He is cut by his opponent, and it is an 8-3 margin for Jack Leshin.
We'll do a real quick update here at Carter Isley, still trailing 4-2, 56 seconds, second period. And we've got 38 seconds here. Jack Leshin, we will go back to that here just momentarily. But right now, Isley pummeling at the center of the mat, taking on Holloway of Minneapolis.
Crossett's in another scramble, about to give up another takedown versus Wilkie. Wilkie's the number 5 ranked wrestler, and Crossett's the number 3 ranked. And he's going to end up in a stale. Nope, Wilkie got the 2. Crossett finds himself down 7-1 with a minute 24 left in the match.
Isley still trailing 4-2, 26 seconds, second period. Let's go back over to Jack Leshin at 170.
He will advance to the semifinal round with 15 seconds remaining. He's got a big 5-point lead at 170 pounds. His opponent tries a wild throw. Leshin gets the takedown, puts him on his back. Back points being counted. I think they're going to give him 2 there. That big 4-point move will make the score 12-3. A big 9-point win. Bonus points for Grinnell's Jack Leshin. He advances at 170.
Awesome win there for Jack Leshin. Carter Isley trailing here 4-2. We're going to go to the third period. As the third period opens up, Isley will choose to cover here. We'll have to cover. It is the choice of Holloway. Let's go over here.
Let's go to Riley Denny. He is going to be wrestling Lance Evans. 5-0 as a junior. Only five matches on the year for Lance Evans from Solon. And they are on mat number four, just underway here in the first period. It's Riley Denny, no score, with Lance Evans from Solon.
Aaron Cross at 23 seconds left, finds himself trailing 7-1. Not much left in the tank here. He's not getting a chance to get to his feet.
Let's go real quick back to you, Joe.
A big move by Riley Denny. He hits the hip throw, gets his opponent to his back, and he's scoring back points. We're winding down through the first minute of the first period, and Riley Denny, the pinning machine from Centerville at 195 pounds, has got his opponent rolled up. That's Lance Evans from Solon. It's a big five-point move, and the pin for Riley Denny caught in 1 minute, 28 seconds. Riley Denny gets it done for the Centerville Big Reds. He goes to the semifinals. Back-to-back pins for Riley Denny.
Yeah, and that's his signature move, too. I mean, I've seen him a lot, and I've seen him in practice before. And once he gets that takedown, he throws them legs in, and he cranks the heck out of your shoulders. And that has been his go-to move all year long.
Carter Isley right here at 182, 56 seconds and counting. He trails by 5-2 the score. Holloway and Carter at the center of the mat. Here's a shot in there by Holloway. A single leg elevates it. Isley up off the mat. This will be another takedown for Holloway. And Holloway now out in front 7-2 here at 182. 195 goes to Riley Denny. You just heard that. He's made it easy on us. He just goes out, puts him down, and pins him.
Hey, catch me up there. How did Crossett do from Knoxville? I was watching Riley Denny, and
he ended up getting beat 7-1.
7-1, okay. All right, well, Knoxville Panthers, we want to thank the Knoxville Motor Inn Knoxville group there for sponsoring Knoxville Wrestling in that quarterfinal action.
Over here at 182, again, it is Carter Isley trailing now 7-2, 26 seconds to go here, third period. Match of Sheraton Wrestling brought to you by Midwest Heritage Bank, Sheraton Hy-Vee, and Pierce Bacher Funeral Home. Holloway puts the leg in, 19 seconds to go. Now with those legs in, it's going to make it really difficult for Isley to get out here. And Isley trails 7-2, final 11 seconds. The tilt is on. Isley being tilt back, 6 seconds. Carter Isley for Sheraton is going to go down to the hands of Stephen Holloway of Minneapolis, 43-3, make it 43-4. Carter Isley, we get to see him a lot, guys. He is one physical specimen freshman.
He'll be wrestling here in just a little bit. Don't worry, folks. Carter Isley's not going anywhere. We got another match coming up here in just a couple minutes. It'll be Jacob Minert from Fairfield, and he'll be going up against a kid named Tyler Doleslager.
But you watch Carter come off the mat. He's kind of hanging his head a little bit, you know. He needs to regroup and come back. But I tell you what, that kid has a great future ahead
Absolutely.
Of him. I believe in everything
sport
that he does.
All right,
Jacob Minert takes the mat number. Looks like he's going to be on mat number five. Mat number five will be Tyler Doleslager from Boyden Hole Rock Valley, and I'm just going to call him Tyler because I don't know how well during this match I'm going to be able to say Doleslager. But he is.
I think it'd be worth listening to a few times, buddy.
He's 42-3 on the year. He's going up against Jacob Minert in this 220-pound quarterfinal match on mat number five, and we are just underway. 220-pound quarterfinal. Jacob Minert from Fairfield on his feet against Tyler from Boyden Hole Rock Valley. No score as we count down through the first 20 seconds of the match gone. Minert ties up with him. They're pummeling near the center of the mat, and it is just unbelievable how fast it goes. You got four matches that you're calling, and all at once you're down to just one. So Tyler Doleslager from Boyden Hole Rock Valley, Jacob Minert from Fairfield. And, man, folks, if you missed it, right here on 96.7 KIIC and the live stream on KIICradio.com, it was a 195-pound pin for Riley Denny in the first period. He hit that hip throw, put his opponent to his back, and another first-period pin, the second one in a row for Riley Denny. He did it with 3 seconds remaining in the first period in his opening round match, and here in the quarterfinals gets it done. We also have seen Griffin Osing, Bryce Leshen, and Shadow Leshen advance to the semifinal round at 160. Brett Leshen ran into a buzzsaw. He will wrestle in the consolations, as will Dalton Folkers here in just a little while. Right now we've got a scoreless tie between Minert from Fairfield and Doleslager from Boyden Hole Rock Valley. 17 seconds remain in the first period of that one. Doleslager in on a double leg, but they're off the mat with 12 seconds to go. And
We might want to give a little shout out to, it seems like all the wrestlers get the attention, some of the coaches get the attention, but we have several officials up here at the state tournament from Southern Iowa. I don't know if I can name them all, but, you know, we look down here, we got Glenn Wood on mat number 4. I know Troy Seeley's here, Jim Kaburski.
I saw Ron Terpstra yesterday.
Ron Terpstra from New Sharon. Tom Williamson, I think, is from Pleasantville. Kaburski's from Davis County. Troy Seeley from Fairfield.
Kaburski, we had a nice interview with him last year. Matt's side, the area where we're not allowed to have interviews anymore.
Well, I mean, I'd like to give a shout-out to them because they do a lot of the grunt work here, and probably whatever they do is probably not right to one of the coaches and sitting in the corner, and they catch a lot of grief, and, you know, they've got to make some great calls that can make or break a kid's year.
And I can tell you, there have been a bunch of judgment calls, and I don't have any problems with any of them. Sometimes I might disagree with them. And all the time that I've been here, I've only seen one time where they totally got it wrong and the wrong kid won. And that was a match last year. And I can't remember who it was, but there was a match last year where the wrong kid won. And I know because I talked to Kaburski afterwards, and they had an officials meeting about it afterwards, about what went wrong and why it should never happen and what they had to do to make sure it never happened again. And I haven't seen it happen since. And here we go. Minert starts this period in the up position, in the down position. He gets the escape, but just that quick, Tyler Doleschlager from Boyden or Whole Rock Valley jumps back in on the legs, catches him a little bit flat-footed, and takes him down. So the score is now 2-1 at 220 pounds. It's Minert from Fairfield trailing with 1:15 now remaining in the second period in this Class 2A 220-pound quarterfinal match. These are not elimination matches, folks. Not elimination matches. The winner will go on to the semifinals. The loser goes down to the consolation side, and then the next match would be a elimination match. But in between these quarterfinal matches, we're going to have the Class 1A semifinals and third-round consolations. And then, after those are completed, we'll come back and have these Class 2A second-round consolations in this afternoon session. And then we will go tonight, starting at 8:30, nice little hour break between this Session 5 and Session 6, and we'll have the Class 3A semis and the Class 2A semis in our evening sessions tonight.
I just want to point out, I think we maybe missed a 170 pounds. Seth Davison from Fairfield got beat by Bryce Wilkie, which, as we heard, we broadcasted Crossett's match, and he was defeated by Cash Wilkie from two different towns. I wonder if there's any correlation there, cousins or anything.
Now, Wilkie there from Clear Lake, he has pinned his way through to the semifinals. He did get the pin over Davison there in 3 minutes and 12 seconds, and I saw that match a little bit too late. I want to apologize to the fans in Jefferson County that listen in on 96.7. Davison will wrestle again here after we have the Class 1A semifinal round. Meanwhile, Jacob Minert from Fairfield, he is on his feet, works real hard, but he does get taken down there. It's a 4-2 margin now. Jacob Minert goes to the third period trailing by the score 4-2. So Minert looking to make something happen here with the third period just beginning. 4-2. Minert is on top. He trails in the match, but he's on top of covering, and now he cuts his opponent, Doleschlager. Boyden Hole Rock Valley, they've got a lot of good wrestlers there at Boyden Hole. Now, the wrestlers circle at the edge of the mat. Score now is 5-2 with that escape by Tyler Doleschlager. Jacob Minert, the 33-8 senior on the year, he's wrestling Tyler Doleschlager. He's 42-3. So this 220-pound quarterfinal match, a couple of wrestlers, a lot of wins between them, 30-plus each. Now they're tied up at the center of the mat. Minert in on a single leg and just at the edge of the mat, and they're out of bounds. Cannot get the takedown with 1:23 remaining in the second period. So second period action here at 220 pounds. It's a 5-2 score. Jacob Minert on his feet. He trails by the 5-2 margin. We're counting down through the first minute of the second period.
Guys, I'm still in awe of having all this royalty in our booth.
You guys need me to get you anybody else, or?
Hey, yeah, you know, you got a guy standing next to you right now. You know, we brought all these legends in here, but you got a guy next to you that 49 years of broadcasting sports. We're gonna come down and talk to him in a second. So yeah, you're sitting over there in the luxury booth, bud, with the easy chair recliner, snack cakes.
I had the toughest job getting you all those.
Oh, Jacob Miner tried to bull rush Tyler Dolischlager, and Dolischlager did a good job of keeping his balance. The bull rush didn't work. Dolischlager gets that takedown with 30 seconds remaining in the third period. It is the third period, and that is 25 seconds till that match is over. 7-2 the score now. Tyler Dolischlager on top of Jacob Meinert. Now Meinert tries to get to his base. He's only got 13 ticks left on the clock. He needs to hit a side roll here. Something big. Side roll. Stand up. Granby. Something wild. Crazy to get Dolischlager on his back. But he's going to run out of time. Out of time at 220 pounds. Jacob Meinert from Fairfield. Going to wait for these 1A semifinals, and then he will be ready to rumble in the consolation match at 220 pounds. So that was an exciting round of wrestling, guys.
Wow,
we had the governor, the lieutenant governor. Nice interviews there. Great job of them to be up here with us, initiating this Let's Keep Wrestling movement on social media and the internet and Twitter and all that good stuff.
Let's take a break real quick here as we wrap up this first round. We're going to bring out some wrestlers here to go to the consolation. And then I got a nice interview lined up with this guy. It's done 49 years of high school broadcasting here in the state of Iowa. We're going to talk with him as well. We're going to come back here as wrestling continues high above the mats, high fidelity for the Community First Credit Union Broadcast Suite. You're listening to 2013 Iowa State High School Wrestling. Don't go anywhere.
You don't know what you don't know. Have you had an insurance loss on your home or business? Were you satisfied with your insurance claim payout? At Heartland Public Adjusting, they are advocates that represent the homeowner and business during or after an insurance loss. Insurance companies have professional adjusters that protect the interests of the company, but Heartland works only for the home or business owner. For a free insurance claim review, call Heartland Public Adjusting, 515-559-4828. Check out Heartland Public Adjusting.
Looking for a way to spend quality family time? Well, Hobby Haven has the answer, whether your dream is to drive a race car, fly a plane or a helicopter, or engineer a mile-long freight train, or just build a model of your fantasy dream machine. Hobby Haven has the hands-on hobbies and the staff of active hobbyists to help you realize your dreams. Hobby Haven, 2575 86th Street in Urbandale. Stop in and experience the family fun only a hobby can provide. Live your dreams at Hobby Haven in Urbandale.
What's the most important thing to look for when it's time to upgrade your baler? Fast starts, great-looking bales, and a dedicated dealer who specializes in hay. At Bowser Equipment Incorporated, we carry the Super M Series balers from Vermeer. This top-of-the-line baler handles everything from high-moisture alfalfa to dry straw. It has real-time bale weight and moisture sensors and three-position bale formation feedback for high-density, square-shouldered bales every time. Super balers and super pricing from the Vermeer Hay Specialist at Bowser Equipment Incorporated in Albia. Call 641-932-7838 today.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Teamwork makes a winning team, like the one you get with Walmart Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, and the Iowa Farm Bureau. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Work with a winning team. Call Farm Bureau agent Brad Witt in Albia at 641-932-7873. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
The Alvia Blue Demons and Lady D's know that it takes hard work to reach their goals. This applies not only to sports, but to personal finances as well. Hi, this is Edward Jones financial advisor Brian Crosser. You work hard for your money, and you deserve to have your portfolio work just as hard as you do. If your investments aren't putting forth the effort, call 932-7762 or stop by my office at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square for a free portfolio review. I can help you work hard towards your financial goals. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be. We're member-owned, and that's the key. Serving you to get the job done. Our doors are open to everyone. Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
Celebrate for any reason with savings from Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Alvia. Regular and diet, caffeine-free Pepsi and Mountain Dew 24 packs are $6.99 plus deposit. Bud Light Select 55, Michelob Golden Light Draft, Miller Light and Coors Light 18 packs are $12.79 plus deposit. Save and celebrate with Jim and Charlie's, open 7 days a week.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Alvia. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at DeweyMotor.com.
Built tough with more power and torque, Case skid steer loaders from Titan Machinery in Oskaloosa boost productivity and increase operator comfort. The cabs feature increased headroom and lap bar width, along with improved visibility, ergonomically positioned controls, industry-first side lighting, and improved reliability and serviceability help you get more work done every day. Case and Titan Machinery have flexible finance plans and the parts and service support to back up that equipment. See them on the web at TitanMachinery.com. Then find the skid steer model that is right for you. From Titan Machinery in Oskaloosa.
This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. High above the mast, high fidelity from the Community First Credit Union broadcast suite. And we just keep bringing royalty in and out of this suite, Joe Sinclair. You know, we had Dan Gable, a legend. We had we've had the governor, lieutenant governor. But I think we may have outdone those guys, which may be saying something. Here's a guy that's got 49 years of broadcasting, Fritz Nielsen. Fritz, first of all, tell us, 49 years, is that a flash in the eye?
Well, when you compare it with how long I've been wrestling.
Well, you brought up some stuff you were showing us from back from 1950 when you wrestled. There's something a little different about the wrestling today than there was in 1950.
Well, yeah, especially the uniform. Now, look at the uniform on these wrestlers right here. They're bare-chested.
A lot of those chests look like my chest.
That was a uniform of the day, bare chest and tights.
And that was a 1950 photograph from the Iowa State Teachers College that Fritz brought up here for us to see. Bare-chested singlets. There are no singlets. It's a bare-chested uniform.
And we didn't have helmets.
No headgear.
I got a cauliflower ear as a result of it. So that happens.
Very good.
Now,
well, we want to real quick while we're talking to Fritz Nielsen. Fritz, so we're watching a mat on mat number five. It is Meinhardt from Fairfield taking on Dulles Lodge.
That match is over. Yeah, we call that. This is going to be Class 1A coming up. We got 1A. We got 1A semis coming up
here. That's why I thought they cleared the mat, but you never know. Fritz, what got you interested in broadcasting 49 years ago?
Well, Algona is a unique community. I went halfway around the world. I was born and raised in Algona. Went halfway around the world over to Okinawa and back. And came back after a couple other schools. Taught at Jessup and New Hampton, where we were state champions. Then came back to Algona, my hometown, and taught there for 35 years. But after that, since they knew I knew a little bit about wrestling, they asked me to do some broadcasting, and got the manager of the station came up and said, yeah, I'd love to. So one of my first jobs was to go to the state tournament when they held the state tournament in Waterloo.
Oh, that's a long while
ago. A long time ago. So 1964 is when I started broadcasting. But I love wrestling so much that I had to have something to do after I retired 25 years ago from Algona High School. So I started a little kids program. And I have little kids at our Y in Algona, kindergarten, first, and second grade. And I have those kids for about 12 weeks during the wintertime.
All right. Well, and here on Class 1A semifinal action, it's Briar Cochran from Moravia. He takes the mat. He's going to be going up against Dylan McKee from Woodbury Central Mobile.
Nice having you come on here and talk with us a little bit. We're going to try to catch up with you a little bit longer as you're going to be here the whole weekend.
Just going to say, because of the experience I've had with wrestling and everything, they named a little kids tournament in my honor in Algona.
Good stuff.
And this last year we had it on Pearl Harbor Day, which is December 7th. We have the little kids tournament in the afternoon, a junior varsity tournament on Friday evening, and then the Martin Invitational on Saturday. Now, Champ Martin was a longtime coach in Algona. He and I were, he was the head coach, and I was the assistant coach. He lived to be 90 years old, and a week after his 90th birthday, he passed away. So I still have a lot of memories about Champ Martin, Algona Wrestling, and we have four wrestlers still in the Constellation, and these four wrestlers are all underclassmen, so we hope they'll be back next year.
Well, you will be busy
along
and back
with a couple more.
All right, Fritz Nielsen, thanks so much for stopping back and visiting with us. And we have 49 years of broadcast, and we'll catch back up with you as we move along here. Fritz, I'll grab the headset from
you,
buddy.
Thank you very much.
Have a great afternoon here. Let's get back to wrestling here as the Mohawks are on the mat.
There's no score for Briar Cochran. 48 seconds remain in the first period of his 106-pound semifinal match for Briar Cochran. Or excuse me, this is a consolation match. And Briar Cochran, these are for the chance to advance up the ladder for which medal that they're going to go for. And with 30 seconds remaining in the first period, Briar Cochran gets muscled down to the mat. He trails now by the score Cochran, identical uniform to Mucky from Woodbury Central, and it's Cochran with the score. He leads 2-0. Briar Cochran on top.
Just underway here, 1A. Consolations here as we continue to roll along here, 106-pound, 113 also on the mat at the same time. Kale of Cardinal on the mat.
All right, Ryan Kale from Cardinal Community there. He's going up against Christian Pauly from Tri-Center Neola. 2-0, the intermission score between the first and second periods for Briar Cochran. Briar Cochran with the 2-0 lead. And I tell you what, you need binoculars to tell the difference between those two gray and blue singlets for Mobile and Moravia. That's something. Mobile and Moravia wrestling each other here at the Class 1A Consolation Mat number one. Starts the second period. Both wrestlers on their feet. Cochran tries to get behind. Does the little shuck and spin. Now he tries to move, and it's a two-point takedown for Briar Cochran at the edge of the mat. And my goodness, that thing was a flying cradle. I have not seen a flying cradle up here the whole time. And folks, what a flying cradle is where the wrestlers are on their feet. One of the wrestlers, while he pivots his hips, pulls the head down and locks up the leg as he comes around, and it is a move that is simultaneously thrown while the wrestler is in the air. That's why they call it the flying cradle. And Briar Cochran hit that to perfection, got the two-point takedown. Would have been more with back points, but they went out of bounds.
He's got a nice armbar in right here, too, but he's on the edge of the mat, and if he's going to turn him, he needs to turn him in to the inside of the mat so he can stay on without going out of bounds.
Yeah, he leads 4-0, and we have 1 minute remaining in the second period for Briar Cochran. And how's Ryan Kale doing down there for the Cardinal Comets? He's got a two-point takedown in the first period, so he leads 2-0 in Class 1A, 113 pounds. 120 remains in the second period of that one. So Ryan Kale on top 2-0. Meanwhile, Briar Cochran goes to the center of the mat now on our whistle restart after they went out of bounds. Cochran takes him back to the mat. 38 seconds remain for Briar Cochran. Cochran with a 4-0 lead, and they're out of bounds in the second period. 33 seconds remain. Now, Ryan Cale, he is in the top position in the second period. He started this second period in the top position, but he's in danger of getting reversed here by his opponent, and that is Christian Pauly from Tri-Center Neola. Now, Pauly with the switch. Nice job by the re-switch there for Cale, and Cale avoids it, and with 15 seconds to go, Ryan Cale looks like he is going to be able to maintain that 2-0 lead going to the third period. Meanwhile, Briar Cochran, 10 seconds remain in the second period there. He leads 4-0. So 106 pounds, consolation match. Briar Cochran out of bounds with 5 seconds to go in the second period. Briar Cochran leads 4-0 for the Moravia Mohawks. We go to the third period. Ryan Cale got a couple of back points. Now he leads 4-0.
He got a reversal right there with about 5 seconds left in that second period. And he takes a 4-0 lead, and they're starting in a neutral position for the third period.
Gotcha.
So we got the same score. Ryan Cale up 4-0 in the third period. Briar Cochran up 4-0 in the third period.
Well, why don't you call the Moravia versus the Mobile, and I'll call the Tri-Center Neola versus the Cardinal.
Okay, I'm going to call it Woodbury Central, though. Mobile, Woodbury Central. Briar had a nice ankle pick right there and gets behind the arms. He needs it. And there's the two. Now he leads 6-0 with the minute 40. He cuts him back on his feet, 6-1, minute 35 left.
There's 1:35 left also in the Cale match, and he leads by the score of 4-0. The wrestlers are on their feet at 113 pounds. It is Class 1A Consolations, 106-pounder, Briar Cochran on the mat for Moravia, and it's Cardinals, Cale on the mat for Cardinal, 113-pounder.
Well, they go out of bounds. Briar still leads 6-1, minute 17 left, and they are on their feet. And the opponent that beat Briar here earlier today just won in the semifinals. And the correlation there is Joe Stevens, a Centerville native, Centerville wrestler, has his first wrestler in the finals for Saturday night.
Well, that's a wonderful event there. Congratulations to him. Meanwhile, Ryan Cale from Cardinal Community at Eldon, he's in deep on a single leg. He needs to use his head, and there he gets behind, and now he leads 6-0 with 35 seconds to go. Ryan Cale in great shape for the Cardinal Comets to move up on the placement ladder here in this consolation match, 113 pounds.
Briar Cochran was almost in position to give up a takedown here. In there and scrambled to come back up to her feet. He got a leg back down to the mat. Woodbury Central found a way to come out on top. Now Briar leads 6-3 with 24 seconds left in the match.
Great job there by Briar Cochran. And folks, let me set this up for you. There are 8 mats here. The center 4 mats are semifinal Class 1A wrestling on the championship side, on the winning side. The winners of those will go to the finals on Saturday. On the outside match, we've got the consolation matches. Everybody that you hear us talk about, Class 1A, is going to stand on the medal stand. As Ryan Cale does get the win 6-0, and he advances, and he just moved up one place on the rung of which medal he's going to medal for. So tomorrow we'll have consolation matches for the medals. There'll be two wrestlers wrestling for third, two for fifth, and two for seventh. So all these folks here are going to medal. They're going to come in between first and eighth. We're determining who those wrestlers are going to be tonight.
Well, Briar Cochran advances. He wins an 8-5 decision. Now, to kind of add to that, to let you know what it is, now Briar is in position to, he's in the consolation semifinals. So if he wins his next match, he will wrestle for third and fourth. If he loses his next match, he'll wrestle for fifth and sixth.
Jaron Glosser is going to be coming out here momentarily, guys. And we'll have that match here in just a second.
Jaron Glosser, a 120-pounder for the Eddyville-Blakesburg Rockets. And that match is going to be brought to you by Eddyville Lumber Company. They have everything for all your building projects and more. Check them out, Eddyville Lumber. And it looks like that match is going to be on number. Got to get a bead on Jaron Glosser here. There he is on mat number 2. He shakes his opponent's hand. gets in quickly on a double leg, dumps him, and there is a two-point takedown for Jaron Glosser. Stand-up attempt there by, looks like, J.D. Rader. J.D. Rader from South Hamilton Jewell hits a stand-up. We're just underway, folks. 1:43 remains in the first period. Jaron Glosser for the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rockets with the first period takedown. Now he's working a chicken wing. And Jaron Glosser, no hangover from his loss in the court finals.
Wow.
He has got his opponent turned over. He worked that chicken wing. He's chest to chest now. Reverses the half. He's teed out, and he's got his opponent in trouble. It's a three near fall at least for Jaron Glosser over J.D. Rader from South Hamilton. And there's the pin, folks. Call it in.
Wowzers.
41 seconds for Jaron Glosser. He gets it done. Bonus points on the consolation side. He's in the consolation semifinal. Jaron Glosser, congratulations.
Wow.
From all of us on 96.7.
No rest right there. No rest for Jaron Glosser. You know, after he lost that match, he really has come out and been on a vengeance.
Well, I mean, a couple things can happen. You either regroup, and I've seen it where kids, they're on a mission.
Yeah,
I mean, they're on a mission.
We've seen that last year with, I think, with Dane Jones.
Yes, and he's kept his composure, and he came back earlier and wrestled and pinned his kid after losing. He pinned his kid here. So, he, like I said,
wow.
Two more, third place for him. He's on a mission, and also for team points. You know, if Eddyville wants a chance to possibly bring home a trophy, finish in that top three, they're going to need all the help that they can get, and pins like that are huge.
Let's also pick up this match down here on mat three. Jake Hunterdoss from Southeast Warren.
We've also got, that's Jake Hunterdoss from Southeast Warren on mat number three. He's going up against, get a eyeball. That is Carter Happel from Lisbon. Happel is 41-1 on the season. He's going up against Jake Hunterdoss from Southeast Warren. And in just seconds, folks, we're going to be bringing you Blake Maroff. He has got a match with, I believe it's Logan Mays from Wilton. So Class 1A semifinal action for Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets coming up in just moments. So don't go anywhere. Keep your ears tuned to 96.7 KIIC. And if you're at your office, wanting to listen to the live stream, go to KIICradio.com, or you can download that Thunderbolt app off of KIICradio.com to be able to take that with you wherever you go with your smartphone or your iPhone. Folks, this is 96.7. It's the KIIC coverage of the 2013 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. We're covering right now Jake Hunterdoss and Carter Happel from Lisbon. Hunterdoss gets hit with a hip throw here to start the second period. It's a 2-2 score right now with that hip throw. But Carter Happel is going to count some back points up for Southeast Warren. This is a 120-pound match. It is a 120-pound championship side match. And Hunterdoss goes down by fall. Call that fall in 3 minutes, 50 seconds. And Jake Hunterdoss will move down to the consolation side. Well, like I said before, everybody who we're talking about right now, Class 1A, is a medalist. And the worst that Hunterdoss can do right now is 6th place.
Why don't we recap real quick for those happy listeners that lost some of the coverage during our interviews early on and maybe got in rough. Well, let's get to action. Maroff on the mat. We'll go back to that here in just a second.
Blake Maroff underway in the first period of his 132-pound semifinal match. It's championship side action for Blake Maroff. His up against Dylan Rose from Don Bosco, Gilbertville. No score here. Class 1A, 132-pound semifinal action. Both wrestlers on their feet, just kind of cagey, checking each other out. Near the center of the mat, Maroff keeps his center gravity low. We heard from Coach Tony Johnson saying if he keeps in position, he's got no trouble.
I think if he wrestles like he did in that previous match, he's got no trouble. I mean, he wrestled phenomenal. But he's going against, you know, Dylan Rhodes, who I think has like 5 losses on the year. But I'm going to throw that out. He's wrestling a Gilbertville Don Bosco, which is rich, rich in tradition of the sport of wrestling. So he's going to be ready to wrestle.
Catch me up on how Briar Cochran did. Catch me up real quick.
Briar Cochran won his match by the
8-5.
8-5. Did a great job.
Eddyville Wrestling brought to you by Leffler Dirt Work, Ford's Grill in Eddyville, Cinef Auction Services, Eddyville Lumber, First Iowa State Bank, UGL, and Ginomoto, Heartland USA. Jason Crosby coming up here in just a second. Let's go back to Maroff.
Well, first period ends, and Maroff is in a scoreless tie with his opponent, Dylan Rose from Gilbertville Don Bosco. They're going to start this second period, and it is Blake Maroff in the down position. He gets his escape, and that makes the score 1-0. Blake Maroff now leads, just underway, second period. Maroff on his feet, trying to get hand control from Dylan Rhodes. He leads 1-0. It's the second period. There's a great duck under there by Rhodes. He's got control of the leg, and Maroff gets out of bounds with a hop, a skip, and another hop. And it wasn't a hop, skip, and a jump, because when you got a 132-pound guy hanging on to your leg, you can't do a very good jump.
No, he did all right, though. He was right where he needed to be to get out and get a fresh start. He was going to be in trouble.
He leads 1-0 on this escape in the second period. We're counting down through 1:20 to go in the second period of this Class 1A 132-pound semifinal match. Blake Maroff, 41-1 on the season.
You know, it's been great to see so far this whole tournament. I think Southern Iowa has made a great representation for the sport of wrestling. And, you know, so congratulations to all those teams, all those coaches, for all the hard work and dedication that you put in over the season. And hopefully we can continue to go and get these boys to the finals.
Hey, and we've got, you heard it here first, news update. Riley Denny is two pins away from being wrestler of the tournament.
Wow, that is true.
Two first period pins away from being wrestler of the tournament, because I don't know of anybody else that's got two first period pins other than Riley Denny.
And the crazy thing, it's entirely possible.
Well, yes, very much so.
He's got a tough match tonight, and we're probably getting ahead of ourselves a little bit as Blake Maroff gets called for stalling here in the second period with 20 seconds remaining. The score is one, and there's a stall call against Rhodes. So that official just telling these guys, hey, we got to have something happen here. They're just feeling each other out, and it's Maroff on his feet versus Rhodes as we count down through the final 5 seconds here of the second period in this 132-pound semifinal match. They're off the mat, but time expired, and we're going to go to the third period. Maroff will surely cover Rhodes.
The last minute of that match, I mean, really neither wrestler made any attempt to try to take the other one down, and Rhodes is going to go down. You know, I guess we're looking at the combination. He's going to get an escape. We're going to be in a 1-1 battle, and that takedown is going to be the deciding factor.
Jason Crosby on deck. So Rocket fans, you're going to have two going at the same time here in just a second. We'll bring you Crosby. But right now, it is Maroff trying to get the win.
The third period just getting underway. Rhodes from Don Bosco takes down. He is covered by Maroff. Rhodes jumps the whistle, so we'll reset it for you, folks. Third period, Blake Maroff leads 1-0, 132 pounds. His opponent is Dylan Rhodes, and Rhodes quickly gets out, and that was the fastest I've seen a 132-pounder move in a long time. He gets out, and he's no points scored yet. It's either going to be an escape or a reversal. And Blake Maroff, if
he's covered that far ankle, though, all he has to do is pop that head out, and he's going to get two here. Blake better hang on and hope for a stalemate. Nope. He's got him up. He's got the
There's
two.
There's a one-point escape. One-point escape, and really a good job there by Maroff not giving up the two on that one, because it looked like Rhodes had a hold of that leg. All he had to do was pop his head out, but as soon as he got his head out, Maroff jumped to the out-of-bounds, and Rhodes couldn't quite get total control.
You know, both wrestlers have been warned, so somebody's going to have to make an effort here to push the pace and force some action.
It's 1-1.
It's 1-1, but you do not want to give up a stalling call right here and lose a match by the score of 2-1.
Absolutely right. A lot of hand-checking here, folks, at the center of the mat. It's the third period. 1:10 remains for Blake Maroff. He is in a dogfight at 132 pounds. It's a semifinal match, and Maroff with front headlock trying to make something happen. We got a stalemate called, and Maroff needs to keep his head in this thing. He's got a minute and 2 seconds to go. He's got a tough opponent with Dylan Rhodes from Gilbertville Don Bosco. This is live Iowa High School semifinal action being brought to you from Wells Fargo Arena on 96.7 KIIC. And it looks like Dylan Rhodes kind of running from Maroff right here. Maroff backing him off. Just make sure he doesn't do anything silly, make a bad shot. And now Maroff backs him up some more. Backs him up some more. And Rhodes backing up. Maroff, if he keeps the pressure on, I think he'll get that stall call here. There are 37 ticks left on the clock in this regulation third period. And there's a shot in there by Maroff, countered by Rhodes. Now Rhodes puts the front headlock in. Maroff got a little bit low there on that shot.
We've got Jason Crosby putting on his leg bands right now on mat number 5, getting ready to go for his spot at the finals.
It is Jason Crosby taking mat number five. We'll keep Blake Maroff going, and I'll bring you Jason Crosby as well. But let's get back to Maroff real quick here.
10 seconds remain. Maroff with the counter after the shot by Rhodes. That's the first shot we've seen by Rhodes, I think, in this third period. And we're going to go to sudden victory.
Oh, my. Jason Crosby taking on Peyton Rice of Manson Northwest Webster. 46-1 is Rice. Crosby, 46-3. They're just underway here, first period. Crosby grabbing onto Rice's arms. Now a deep shot in there, a single leg on the left leg, trying to elevate. And Crosby in deep. A wizard being applied by Rice. Crosby still hanging on to that. Let's get the sudden victory as we'll step over to you, Joe Sinclair.
Sudden victory period is 10 seconds old, and look like Blake Maroff was in there deep enough to get something done on Rhodes, but a great counter by Rhodes. And now a wild shot there by Rhodes. Maroff gets the double underhook, but he can't do anything with it. And with 37 seconds to go, we're back to a neutral position near the edge of the mat.
Jason Crosby in the stalemate. He'll reset. No score. 1 minute gone by in the first period. Big time sudden victory. We've seen so many of those all year. And we have maybe your wrestler's injured over there.
Yeah, Dylan Rhodes from Gilbertville, Don Bosco, is rolling around at the edge of the mat after going out, and he's rotating his arm like his shoulder is injured. And we've got the official with the stopwatch, and he takes that stopwatch over, starts it, and shows the coaches what the time is on it. Because 90 seconds after he pokes that button, he pokes it again, and 90 seconds is all you get for injury time.
Jason Crosby over here at 138. No score. 30 seconds to go here in the first period. Crosby with another deep shot. A sprawl out there by Rice on the counter. 26 seconds and counting here. First period is we're on the injury delay over here on mat number four with Maroff in sudden victory. Let's go back to you, Josie. Reset at the center of the mat after that injury timeout.
Well, let's see if Dylan Rhodes really is injured, because there are 28 seconds left as they get together at the center of the mat. Rhodes ties up now, and there's a shot in there by Rhodes and a shuck by Maroff. Maroff with the shuck. Can't make that happen. 18 seconds to go. Maroff circling. Rhodes from Gilbertville, Don Bosco circling. It's Eddieville Blakesburg's Blake Maroff. Shot in there by Rhodes with 10 seconds to go. And there's Rhodes with the bull rush, but he can't get low enough to make that work for Maroff. So Maroff backs out. Now Maroff with the front headlock in. With 1 second to go, we're going to go to the next overtime period. It's a 30-second one.
To the second period we go. Jason Crosby at 138, no score. And Crosby has deferred on his choice. Actually, it was Peyton Rice who had the choice. He chose down. And Rice now trying to stand up. Does so. Gets the separation. And he will get the escape. 1-0 here. Peyton Rice of Manson Northwest Western out in front. Jason Crosby trailing here. Just underway second period. Let's go to overtime.
Off the whistle. Maroff covers his opponent, Rhodes. Rhodes' first move is a sit-out with a switch. 24 seconds. Now Rhodes with the stand-up. Maroff with a bear hug. Going to try to get him out of bounds. And he does. And we are out of bounds with 18 seconds to go in this second overtime period.
Real quick, Jason Crosby in on a single leg, moves to a double leg, gets the takedown right at the edge of the mat. He's out in front, 2-1, 1:20 to go in the second period. Back to that overtime contest with Blake Maroff.
It's a 132-pound semifinal action, a 1-1 tie after regulation, after sudden victory. And now in the second overtime period, a whistle violation, and it's not a whistle violation. The official says that there was a whistle on the mat next door that made Dylan Rhodes from Gilbertville, Don Bosco, jumped that whistle. So we'll start it again with Don Bosco getting set. Maroff, 132-pounder for Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont, covers. We are in the second overtime period. It's a 1-1 tie. First move for Rhodes this time is a stand-up. Taken back down to the mat by Maroff. Now Maroff hanging on with 12 seconds to go. Going to try to. There's another stand-up by Rhodes. Now Maroff, he's been warned for stalling once. He's got to take him back down quickly. And there is an escape. No, not an escape. He hit a switch, and Maroff rides him out for the whole period, the whole 30-second period. And that was huge, because just before Maroff was about to get called for stalling, he cut his opponent. At the same time, his opponent hit a switch. Maroff just let him hit the switch, jumped right back onto him, and eliminated it.
We got Tucker Black on mat number three, who started the match. Minute 28 left, got a takedown, leads 2-0, edge of the mat. His opponent gets an escape, 2-1, minute 27 left.
Over here on Crosby. Crosby is tied at 2 here, 17 seconds to go, second period, 138. Jason Crosby tied with Rice, 2-2, second period. Let's go back to Maroff in overtime.
It is the final overtime period, and it is Blake Maroff gets the escape with 18 seconds to go. He leads now. No, that is wrong. Yeah, it should be Maroff with the 2-1 lead here. 2-1. Maroff. Now Maroff on single leg. Now Maroff elevates with 4 seconds to go. Maroff elevates. Can he get him down onto the mat in time? No. And Blake Maroff gets the win. Blake Maroff gets the escape, gets the win. The scorer has it wrong. The scorer has it that Maroff lost. But Maroff's hand, his hand gets raised. They'll figure it out down there at the score table. No rest for the weary here. That was a 132-pound win for Blake Maroff. Congratulations. You go to the finals. Tucker Black, you've got a tough match down there. You trail 3-2 at 145.
Let's get everybody updated as Jason Crosby goes to the third period. 146 to go. He started in the down position. Tied up at 2. Maroff just getting the win right there. Jason Crosby here at 138 is starting in the down position this third period, trying to get the lead here. Tied at 2. Let's go over to Tucker Black.
Tucker Black trails by the score of 3-2 with 28 seconds remaining in the first period. He got the opening score with the takedown and then an escape followed by a takedown for his opponent, and that opponent is Caleb Wedeking from North Butler Green.
Over here at 138, the final 124 of the contest. Jason Crosby gets his feet, loses it momentarily now, gets his hands separated, and right to the leg goes Rice. Still on that leg, but Crosby trying to get the separation. A minute 10 to go in the contest. And there is the escape. Crosby out in front here. 3-2 with a minute 4 to go. Let's get a quick update on Tucker Black.
We're at the break between the first and second periods. Tucker Black trails 3-2 at 145-pound semifinal action.
And over here, 138, 58 seconds and counting. Jason Crosby with a 3-2 lead. Here's a shot by Rice. A counter by Crosby. Under 50 seconds to go. Tucker Black's on the other mat. We'll get to that right away. We want to make sure we bring in this final 47 seconds. Crosby goes out of bounds. He's up 3-2. They'll reset the center of the mat. Let's go back to Tucker Black.
Tucker Black on his feet, out of bounds. The wrestlers are in a 3-2 match. Tucker Black trails this one 3-2. 140 remains as they come to the center of the mat.
Final 40 seconds here. Jason Crosby with a 3-2 lead. And a stall warning put on Crosby right there. And a 3-2 lead here for Crosby. A shine there by Rice. Crosby goes down, lowers his level down. Now trying to grab that back leg. Does so. He's in on a single leg. Crosby in on a single leg. Trying to go to the double leg. Gets the takedown. Jason Crosby gets the takedown. 5-2 lead. 19 seconds to go. And with 15 seconds on the clock, it looks like Crosby's going to hold on to get the win. I know Tucker Black is in a scramble on the other mat. We'll hold on here for the final 10 seconds. Crosby out in front 5-2. Here's a stand-up. Crosby's going to let him go here with 4 seconds to go. 3-2-1, and Crosby gets the win for the Rockets. Jason Crosby advances on to the finals.
Tucker Black, he is a 145-pounder. He gets taken down halfway through this second period, and he trails now by the score of 5-2. It's a semifinal match for Tucker Black for Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont. He is the 145-pounder for the Eddyville squad, and he trails 5-2 as we count down through 40 seconds remaining in the second period. And what a great win for Crosby to go to the finals.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
We've got two already in the finals.
That's good to see Jason Crosby. He's a senior. This is his last go. I know his dad sitting in the corner being a coach. Means a lot to him and that entire family.
His dad is such a, you know, he's very stoic down there with his approach.
Look at him. He's hugging him right now.
Yeah, that's a great, great moment. Absolutely great moment there. Crosby being embraced by his father, who is also serves as his coach. And that's just a very special moment for those two.
Well, Tucker Black here, 22 seconds left in the second period. Still trails 5-2. Struggling on bottom. Can't seem to find a way to get out.
Tucker Black trying to get out here. Final 13 seconds. Trails 5-2. And this second period. 5-2, Tucker Black trailing here. Second period. He's been there before. He's found himself behind. And he's come back. And with the end of that second period, Tucker Black goes to the third and final period. Trying to make it the third Rocket to advance to the finals.
Well, Tucker's going to have to take top here. So we need to. Tucker's good on top. He's got to find a way to turn him for three to tie this thing up 5-5. He must know that he went on his feet, so there must have been some scouting report that says this kid must be pretty good on top. But we got taken down to extend that lead 5-2, and it looks like he's going to almost get out right here to get the one. So Tucker needs a couple takedowns here in a turn.
6-2 lead here. It's Tucker now on his deep single leg. A sprawl out there by Wedding. Wedking of North Butler Green. 44 wins
or 43 wins for Wedking. But right now, there's a stalemate, and we're going to go back to center mat. 6-2 your score. Tucker Black trailing here. We've got now two Rocket wrestlers on to the finals tomorrow night. How exciting, how thrilling will that be if we could fill up these weight brackets with Southern Iowa wrestlers?
Well, I'm hoping that we can find a way to get one in there from Atumwa at 145 pounds as well this evening, along with the Centerville wrestler and some Albia wrestlers.
Absolutely. Let's fill this thing up. Tucker Black trying to get the comeback here. Here's 2 points awarded now to Wedking on the takedown. So Tucker in a little bit of trouble here.
He trails 8-2. He's struggled here on the bottom against him. He's got to be looking at bringing his hips up, trying to hit a Granby, something for a five-point move to change the momentum here.
But right now, Wedking in control, riding hard, has the left arm barred, bringing it back. Again, Wedking really tough on top here. Tucker Black trailing 8-2. Jason Crosby, you are in the finals. Blake Maroff, you're in the finals. Rocket Nation, you'll be represented well tomorrow night. But you got one more wrestler we'd like to get on to tomorrow, and that is none other than Tucker Black, who's trailing here 8-2, 23 seconds to go here in the third and final period. And he's been ridden hard here by Wedking.
Yeah, 15 seconds remain. It doesn't look like Tucker's going to be advancing on.
Well, you've been around the family. You know, they're a wrestling family. He's a tough kid. He's still got a third place finish ahead of him if he keeps working hard and can bounce back from this.
That's right. And I think Eddieville needs him and Glosser to come back and get those third place finishes, get Crosby and Maroff a championship, and see how they can climb in those team standings. Nice thing with Tucker is he's a junior. So he's got a chance to still redeem himself, come back next year, win a state title.
Nice seeing you, buddy. Nice seeing you. I haven't seen you forever. Joey, family reunion here, buddy.
Oh, yeah. We got Jim and Nick in the house. Yeah, they stopped up by the Community First Credit Union broadcast booth to see what was going on up here. And, man, that was a tough loss to watch for Tucker Black.
It was. Just seemed like he struggled there on the bottom, couldn't find a way to come up and get out. Like I said, he's got to regroup and come back and win his next match and go for that third
place. He's got a great example. He has to look no further than the guys he hangs with every day, and that is Jaron Glosser, what he's doing.
Well, the great thing about it, too, is that and with having four guys right there that close, I mean, you got 20, you got 32, 38, and 45, the momentum can feed off of one another. So they've got a good group of kids. Get them fired up. Get them ready. And that's a lot better than, you know,
it's a good
just
thing they've got that many coaches to spread around.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, my situation where I've just got the one wrestler left, he's the only one down there. He's got no teammate support to kind of get him going.
Yeah, that's
so it does. It makes a difference.
It can be a little lonely feeling when you look around, but I bet you're excited, aren't you, buddy?
I am excited.
I'm excited for you, man.
I am fired up.
I was getting the goosebumps up here for you, Coach. Oh, my gosh. Event staff is in our broadcast booth. They sent the ugliest guy they could find up here into the Community First Credit Union broadcast booth, Jim Frank.
What I heard
the
before
ref.
Was the ugliest guy they could find was already up here. I just came to see if there was anybody.
Hey, I don't ever want you to talk about Sinclair like that again. That's fighting words amongst friends.
Guys, I just came up to tell you, I think you're doing a fantastic job with this broadcast. I don't know how you could do wrestling any better than you guys have done it. I mean, this has been professional from the get-go. I mean, the meets that you carry, four at a time, five at a time, and you keep it interesting. And, Jason, I'm amazed that that you even act like you know a little bit about this sport anymore.
Well, I mean, you know it has to be an acting job.
You have learned so much over the last 3 years at this, and you do a great job. I mean, I think you do all right with the football and basketball. I mean, you have to have a little help there once in a while, but you're doing a fantastic job with this. I mean, you keep me interested while I'm driving up here. I mean, and I just have to forget that it's you, and then I think these guys know what they're doing.
Don't drink and drive, Jim.
Well, now you tell me.
You know, Frank, you're busy down the floor. You're everywhere. Anywhere there's an arena, a whistle. Anywhere there's a whistle that can be found, you're going to find Jim Frank.
Well, tomorrow I've got credentials to go to the Iowa State game in the afternoon, and I'm going to the Drake game at night, and then I may run over here for the end of the finals tomorrow night if I can get in. I don't know, but I just love athletics and wrestling. You guys do a fantastic job. I know you love this sport, and you just really keep it interesting.
It's the only guy that can go to three bowl games, college football games in one Saturday.
In one Saturday. He is what you, you know, and I smelled it when I came in. He's what you call an athletic supporter.
Yes.
I love you, Frank.
And real worn. Real well worn, too. So.
We miss him out on the, on the basketball court.
We miss
you,
buddy.
Oh, I don't miss the basketball court. I'm too old for that. I mean, yeah, there were too many dents on the floor when I was running up the last few years. So.
Did you say you put a few dents on the floor?
I did, yes.
Well, gentlemen, where are we at? Because this short broadcaster is off his mark a little bit. Have we gotten to
Well, that sounded typical. Where are we at?
Yeah, exactly.
I'll let these guys take care of you. You just listen to them, follow along, and we'll get through this, Jason.
Hey, Jim, so. Frank, thanks for stopping by, buddy. Nice seeing you.
Wave at me down on the floor. I don't know where I'm going to be tonight.
That's not number one.
I'll be the good-looking guy down on the floor. So.
Have a good one, buddy. Nice
good
seeing
night.
You. Better. Jim Frank is one of the best. He's a ref. He's a legend in our neck of the woods. And, of course, I miss him on the House Divided show. But here you go. Jim Frank, take one of these. Let's keep wrestling. We'll be back to the Community First Credit Union broadcast suite, high above the mats, high fidelity as we keep on moving on this very busy day of wrestling. You're listening to exclusive 2013 Iowa State High School wrestling coverage on your sports leader, KIIC.
What do you want to get done this season? Whatever your task at hand, we're sure you could use some extra power to help you out. And power is what you'll get with a John Deere skid steer from Barker Implement. And that power also comes with comfort, convenience, and the attachments to do any job with ease. Learn more about the John Deere skid steer and what it can do for you at ebarkers.com or any of our 8 Barker Implement locations. Powered by green, driven by values.
Are your bills piling up? Tired of paying high-interest credit cards? If you have high-interest debt and don't have equity in your home to consolidate it, Community First Credit Union can help. Combine your debt into one low-rate loan with a CFirst fixed consolidation loan as low as 8.4% APR. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
You may think that for quality surgery, you need big. Big hospital, big city. But Monroe County Hospital and Clinics invites you to think differently. Think close to home with excellent care. Our surgical team has been awarded 95% patient satisfaction 5 years running. And our general surgeon, Dr. Neil Sokol, gives you award-winning surgery with no travel required. So rethink the big. Think Monroe County Hospital and Clinics.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
Congratulations. You found the home that you want. Now you need to find a loan. Hi, I'm Rod Perry with People's State Bank. Whether you want to pre-qualify or secure a commitment, we can help. At People's State Bank, we offer 20 and 30-year mortgage loans at reasonable rates with low closing costs. So once you find a home, call me, Rod Perry, at 932-7887. People's State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. People you know, people you trust.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be. We're member-owned and that's the key. Serving you to get the job done. Our doors are open to everyone. Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
And we'll go back live to Wells Fargo Arena, back inside to the Warm Arena, where it's a little bit colder out here in the truck. Now back to you guys.
Scotty Fry did a great job from our mobile broadcast unit. How about
down
that,
in the truck. Scotty Fry in the truck. We've always wanted to say that.
Well, we just did, and he's getting a little cold out there. But I'll tell you what, this broadcast booth has been hot. Not only the hot air that's spewed out of the two of us up here, and I'm glad that you did Buzzer Billy's last night with the rice and beans, Joe, and you washed your portions, because I was a little worried, buddy, when you said you were going there.
It was a half ration of
it could have been ugly
red beans and rice. Hey, got a shout out to one of our great sponsors, Bob Sennett at Sennett Pierce-Bacher Funeral Home.
Don't forget Ideal Ready Mix. We kind of forgot about
watching
him.
Watching on a webcam says it's a great day for wrestling in the state of Iowa, and want to thank Bob for that text that he just sent. Way to go, Bob Sennett there at Sennett Pierce-Bacher Funeral Home.
Oh, yeah, absolutely appreciate it. He is a big-time wrestling supporter. I know he'll be behind this new initiative we just heard announced by Governor Branstad. You heard it right here, Lieutenant Governor and the Governor in this broadcast booth. And then we didn't think it could get any better. You know, how do you get out better than the governor without going to the president? Dan Gable and Terry Brands in this broadcast booth right here. No one else. They had security lined up to us. All the other people got shut out. It was good stuff.
Folks, we'll break it down for you. It was hard to get all the wrestling in while we did the interviews, but we had a lineup outside. We had the Iowa Highway Patrol guarding the door, and they wouldn't let Gable and Brands in until we finished our interview with the governor and the lieutenant governor, and it was quite a deal to have, you know, we had Dan Gable waiting to come on the radio
crazy?
For us.
And right away to acknowledge, which I thought was really a good stuff, Jay Miller, you'll appreciate this. He was talking about the fact that he's been listening to this, the best broadcast coverage, or a brand said that. And, you know, so guys, I know if you're out there listening, we really appreciate you guys stopping by today. We appreciate your initiative, and Coach Brand and Coach Gable, you guys are the epicenter of wrestling. Where you go, so does wrestling.
And really what the epicenter of live radio is our sponsors, and we've got
the best
in the world. We've got great sponsors from Albia, Sheraton, Eddyville, the surrounding southern Iowa towns. Want to especially thank the folks at Bluff Creek Archery, Edward Jones, Dewey Motor Company, and Tharp Funeral Home. We have got a great class 1A 285-pound Constellation match going to be coming up in just a few minutes. So, folks, you're not missing any action. We're going to have Dylan Conley coming up in just a few minutes. But we've also got Sigourney Tractor and Implement, Centerville Tractor and Implement, and Bloomfield Tractor and Implement. They're your family of John Deere dealers in southern Iowa. For all your John Deere sales, parts, and service, call Sigourney, Centerville, or Bloomfield Tractor and Implement. Also, Ajinomoto Heartland. They're producers of animal nutrition for North America. And you can't forget Falvey Lumber. Falvey Lumber in Albia is ready to help you with all your building needs. And I've got my wife, Allison, with me here today.
Yeah, your beautiful bride.
Picking up some boards there. We've got Hugh doing a little bit of woodworking projects. And got those boards from Falvey Lumber. And Joe and Kenny and all the gang down there, Falvey, thank you for your business there.
You go in and tell them what you're thinking about, and they just start handing stuff to you. Here's what you need. This. Good stuff. All right, we are at 195. We're waiting for Dylan Conley to come out. So, Mohawk Nation, we want to get you prepped. It'll be just a few minutes away. But, Jay Mill, let's go down four glass panes away. What's going on down there in your Mick Furniture Easy Boy, Lazy Boy suite?
Well, let's get you caught up on the team scores, because we got some exciting news for Rocket fans. But also, when you mentioned the letskeepwrestling.com, the petition that the governor and lieutenant governor announced today, there's now already over 2,500 people that have signed that. So it'll also hit the rest of the statewide newscast, because just about every outlet was there today. So go to letskeepwrestling.com and get that petition signed. We know we've got a big audience right now, so get out there and let's get those numbers rolling. And Class 1A team scores, Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont has rocketed up all the way to number two. They're behind Al Burnett, of course, but Eddieville, Blakesburg currently in second place. But, of course, there's lots of wrestling to go yet. Back to you guys.
Well, that's good news for Rocket Nation. You can just start seeing that come together, Joe. You get two guys into the finals, and you got as many guys wrestling, and they'll just keep wrestling their way at the podium.
And we have got some nonstop action from that Eddieville Blakesburg Rocket team. They're just a team that goes and goes and goes. A lot of great action and activity, and they're trying to match it up with their Eddieville is trying to match it up with the Albia Blue Demons, and two great programs there in southern Iowa, a couple great South Central Conference schools. They duked it out all year long, and they're here in the top 10 at the Well.
Let's recap for those who are just joining us that maybe missed some of that 2A action earlier this afternoon, because time has just flown by here this afternoon as we've been so busy here bringing this broadcast. But let's go back and recap this. It really started with Shadow Leshin at 120 for Albia.
Yeah, Shadow did a great job. Came out on top, came out strong, and he got the win at 120 for the Blue Demons. Got it started off. He will wrestle here at 8:30 this afternoon in his semifinal match, and his opponent in that semifinal match is going to be...
It'll be 9:30, Joe.
9:30, yeah. We'll be here till almost 11 o'clock, folks. So if you're just tuning in to this broadcast of Iowa High School Wrestling Championships at Wells Fargo on 96.7, this is a long day of wrestling. We've been here since 9. We'll be here till 11. We've got two more sessions after this one, and that will be some semifinal matches for the Class 2A and 3A.
Well, we went to 126, and that was Tanner Cowan who got defeated. Bryce Leshin, though, does get the win for Albia. So Cowan will still be fighting back for a chance to for a third-place finish. Bryce Leshin with still an opportunity to get to that that championship match.
That was a very good match there for Bryce. And Tanner Cowan is still alive in that one at Class 2A, 126. And I can track that down unless you've got that one committed to your memory.
He's going to wrestle Goodman, Chase Goodman from... SCCA.
Sioux Center, I think, is where that is.
Or is that Sac County, Southern Cal something.
But he will wrestle Chase Goodman. He's 51-5 on the year as senior. That's a 2A 126-pound consolation match.
At 145, Dalton Folkerts of Albia loses 10-2. He will wrestle back later on today. And not sure, guys, if we got that one... who he'll match up against yet.
For Sheraton at 132 pounds, Tanner Pausch, he'll have an opponent in his consolation match there at 132 pounds. And Griffin Osing, he will wrestle a semifinal match tonight as well.
Griffin really looks like he's on a mission, guys, to get that championship match. He has really wrestled well on this tournament.
Dalton Folkers is alive. He's got a consolation match on the backside at 145. Had a tough loss in the quarterfinal at 145, but... he'll be back here tonight and try to get himself into position to medal at the Iowa High School State Tournament.
At 160 pounds, Brent Leshin had a nice start, but Joe, you mentioned it. We've seen it. Brent did not look the same.
No, and he came out, got the first opening period takedown. Looked like something might have been wrong. We'll find out about that a little bit later on. But Brett Leshin, a talented wrestler for the Albia Blue Demons, and he's got a lot of heart, a lot of guts, and I'm sure he'll come back and compete hard in his consolation match.
At 170, it was Jack Leshin. Leshin with the big upset yesterday over Eric Lux, the number one wrestler, gets another decisive win over Williamson of Atlantic. And Leshin just one more match away from punching his ticket to the championship round.
Also, a couple wrestlers still alive in Class 2A at 170 pounds. Seth Davison from Fairfield and also Aaron Crossett from Knoxville. You'll hear their names called as we progress through this 2A 170-pound weight bracket.
And over at 182, it was Carter Isley. He lost his match. He'll wrestle later as well in consolation. Carter Isley. Losing by decision.
He is a very talented Sheraton Charger wrestler, and we're going to be proud to bring that match right here on 96.7.
He'll take on Richardson. Yep. Ryland Richardson will be his opponent from SCCA. He's another freshman.
Colton Spohr from Knoxville is still competing. He is on the consolation side, and he'll have a match. I believe his opponent is going to be Wheeler from Humboldt. I believe it will be Wheeler from Humboldt. I could be wrong about that, but I think that's his opponent. And we're going to have a semifinal match for Riley Denny. Riley Denny in the semifinals.
He is a pinning machine.
Yeah, he got his ticket punched to the semifinals with a second consecutive first period pin. He hasn't even wrestled 4 minutes, folks, and he's got two wins at the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships, Class 2A, 195-pound weight class.
Well, we're just moments away from getting the big guys out on the mat, and we'll take a quick timeout, come back and reset things up here as we move right along here at the 1A Consolations, and we're going to move to 285. Dylan Conley, you will be on deck, and of course we got Mohawk basketball tonight along with Twin Cedars, the whiteout.
Dylan Conley's on mat number eight.
Well, all right. Dylan Conley comes out. Good catch, Coach Cocker.
We're not going anywhere. We're going to wait for Dylan Conley to get checked in at the scorer's table. His coaches are making their way over to their chairs. He's going to be wrestling on mat number eight. If you're following on trackwrestling.com, you'll need to scroll down to catch that one.
Well, looking for his opponent to show up.
Well, he didn't have to wrestle the last one. He won the last one by an injury default. So
let's see what they do here.
This is class 1A, 285 pounds.
Conley is there.
Here he comes.
All right.
Well, he's got to get his T-shirt off. He's got to get his headgear on. He's making his way
out.
Boy,
he is a big boy. Oh, my gosh. He gets all of the 285 pounds allotted to him.
Yeah.
That is Thompson. Thompson is from Cody Thompson. GTRA.
Grattinger, Terrell, R.A. Cody Thompson, 37-11, the sophomore, taking on Dylan Conley, 39-9. Come on, Mohawk Nation, let's hear from you. 641-931-0963. 931-0963, send us a text. We want to hear from you.
Dylan Conley with the green leg bands on. He ties up with his opponent to start the first period. We are just underway, class 2A, 285-pound consolation match. These wrestlers are trying to climb into the consolation semifinal. Dylan Conley pummeling, pushes his opponent Thompson over to the edge of the mat. We're just underway, folks, at class 2A, 280, class 1A, 285 pounds. It's a 1A match. Moravia Mohawk, Dylan Conley on his feet. He's the 285-pound standout senior for the Moravia squad. And with 1:15 and counting, there's no score as we're just underway in the first period of this consolation quarterfinal match.
I'm not sure what Dylan weighs, but I know he's not a true heavyweight. He could probably make 220. I'd probably guess him around 230, 235.
Yeah, I think Millage, you were down there with us when he said he weighed 212 pounds. Is that what he said, right, Joe?
Yeah, I think so.
But so he's giving up a little bit of weight here.
70 pounds, he's counting.
Well, he does a good job there by shucking off of the hand of Thompson. And now he ties up. He's got his hand on the inside on the right. Pulls down and shoots in there on a single leg. And you got to like his chances there if he can keep his center gravity down low and use some of that quickness to be able to work an angle on a leg there for Thompson. And Thompson, I think all he's going to try to do
is bulldoze you over
and work a throw.
That's going to be one advantage he's going to have is with the speed.
Yep.
He's going to be able to move a lot better. And you see some of the guys that are right at that weight, they prefer to wrestle the heavyweights because they feel like they have an advantage with their speed and their quickness being able to come around them. But, yeah, I don't think we want to find ourselves underneath that boy.
A shot there by Conley to end the first period, and it is a scoreless result. You talk about that quickness. Slater Poe used that to his advantage, wrestling up a weight.
Yep, Slater Poe is a great example of that. Go Dylan, we are proud of you, Miss Marker and Miss Campbell's class listening in. Go Dylan from Cammy and Laney, who are
hey, how's the class still listening in?
Are must
still
be detention.
That's what I got. So it must be that they're still holding on, hanging around the school, which doesn't surprise me because they are smart people down there.
We start this period with Dylan Conley in the top position. It is still scoreless. A stand-up by Thompson, and Conley just bounces him out of bounds. And with 16 seconds gone in the second period, we are going to go back to the center of the mat. Thompson from GTRWA takes down. He gets set, and he's covered by Conley. Second period action, 1:44 to go.
We are proud of you, Dylan. Alexa and Hadley checking in. Go, Dylan, from your fourth grade teacher.
And there is the stand-up escape for Thompson. That opens the scoring here at 285 pounds. And Dylan Conley from Moravia on his feet. It's a 1-0 deficit for him. 1:25 to go here in the first period at 285 pounds. It's a 1A consolation match on 96.7 KIIC and the live stream on KIICradio.com. Want to thank Dan and Pat Johnson from Albia for helping sponsor this broadcast, along with Hardee's of Albia, the best hand-breaded chicken tenders ever. Mm-hmm. And good. We also need to thank Jay Johnson and Ideal Ready Mix. He's got a great staff there in Albia and Sheraton and all across southern Iowa. For your concrete needs, it's Ideal Ready Mix. Still no more action here at a 285-pound weight class. 1-0 the score. Thompson with the escape to start the scoring in the second period here. 42 seconds remain in the second period. Class 1A, 285-pound consolation quarterfinal match.
Dylan's got the better angles here. You can see he's taking a better angle, getting a lot quicker footing.
Well, I'd really like to see him get to the third period here and get deep into the third period with something really on the line and see if he can't maybe force some action, get a stall call on Thompson there, or maybe even better yet, out-quick him, get behind him, and maybe put a big move on this big boy from GTRWA and get a big W for the big Moravian Mohawks. There's a shot there by Conley. Nice counter by Thompson. And Thompson does not move very easily.
No.
He's a big bull of a man. And we go to the third period now, folks.
All right.
1-0 the score.
Go Dylan from Hoffman Automotive, who's checking in. Go Big Blue. You've given me a heart attack. Rock the well. Patty Chance, who checks in with us. Go get him, Dylan, from the Moravia Church of the Nazarene.
And quickly, Dylan gets out. It took 2 seconds for him to get that escape, folks. He hit a sit-out so fast, Thompson couldn't grab his arm or his ankles, and Conley was out in 2 seconds. And now the pressure being applied, 1-1 the score. Dylan Conley has this thing tied up, and now he's got the underhook.
That's a lot of body to move.
Well, he's going to have the leverage, as big as this boy is, this Thompson. He's outsized him by 50 or 60 pounds, I would reckon. And Dylan Conley from Moravia, even though he's outsized, I think he can outquick him. And there was a shot there by Conley and a throw attempt by Thompson. And we've got to see, I'd like to really see Conley
angle.
Work a circle and then an angle. Yep. Work a circle and then an angle.
He's going to have to find an angle and get to a leg. I mean, here's the predicament he's in, is that, you know, neither one of them have been able to take each other down. It's a 1-1 tie. We're going to go into that overtime, and if no one scores in that sudden victory, you're going to go to the tiebreaker, possibly the ultimate tiebreaker, where his opponent scored first in the heavyweight matches. I see a lot of heavyweights end up losing because they just didn't have the opportunity to get that first point scored.
Just got a text coming in. FYI, Dylan is an awesome role model. So proud he's a Mohawk from Miss Gear. That's a nice statement from likely one of his teachers.
All right, and with 43 seconds to go, Conley takes the shot a little bit wide with his arms. He's underhooked by Thompson. So Dylan Conley from Moravia, he's in a 1-1 tie with 30 seconds to go in regulation. So Conley, like to see him get it done here in regulation. He works an angle now, and a pummel there by Thompson. And Thompson just tying up.
And
there was almost a bad deal for Dylan Conley there because he got a little bit too low, but he was backing out towards the out-of-bounds circle. And a nice job by getting out of bounds, and we'll restart at the center of the mat with 18 seconds to go.
Show him you got heart, Dylan, from the Ewing girls here. Final 12 seconds. Conley trying to get the win here. Try to go to that backside leg. Just a lot of body to go through.
Oh, and there's a bear hug now with 4 seconds to go, and a hip throw by Thompson. Thompson with the hip throw.
What a wizard. Oh, my goodness.
Conley got the wizard in there just in time. It looked like the hip throw was going to work, and now we're in sudden victory. 1 minute to go. We're at the center of the mat. 1 minute left in this sudden victory period, and on the whistle, a tie-up.
Go, Dylan, from your dad's kindergarten teacher. Texts just keep coming in, but we right now got to focus on Dylan Conley here in sudden victory. We've been here before. Let's see if Conley can get the win for Mohawk Nation.
And this is the last match being contested here at Wells Fargo. And now we got a potential takedown, and Thompson gets it. And a takedown for Thompson. Dylan just tried a little bit of a hip throw there and a headlock, and his hand slipped off the head, and he loses. So he will be trying to
he's going to compete for 7th and 8th place, you know, and he's kind of hanging his head right now and kind of frustrated. But I'm going to tell you what, I mean, Dylan Conley is a success story in his own.
I don't even
think he wrestled last year. And he may have went out as a freshman sophomore, I'm not 100% sure, but he dedicated himself this senior year, put in the time, worked hard, A man, and is going to have a, he's going to be able to stand on that stand
absolutely.
And get his picture taken
absolutely
with eight of the best kids in the state of Iowa.
And he's going to be in eight other communities will have that same picture, and only he will be in that picture with eight other kids. He is a part of history. He made history, and he did it with being a great role model. He heard from one of his teachers. That what a great job out of Dylan Connolly. What a way to go out as a senior.
Right. Well, and he's not out yet, so, I mean, no. He's got a seventh and eighth place match, and It would be fitting for him to get that final win. Get that final win. Because, I mean, trust me, from experience, I can tell you, losing that, I mean, probably 50% of your seniors lose their last match of their career, and that's the one that dwells on you. It really is.
Well, great, great job there for Dylan Connolly. He got it extended into the sudden victory period. A little bit of bad luck there with the throw attempt and kind of a headlock that slipped off. But he will be proud when he's a grandpa and can show his grandkids his picture of, or just let him play with his medal that he
absolutely
won at the state tournament in 2013 that you guys just heard part of broadcast on 96.7 KIIC.
Brad Cochran still having a chance to go for third place.
Yep.
And Dylan Connolly still with a chance to move up on the podium. Mohawk's got to feel pretty happy. Coach right. Whitlow, I know he's feeling really good. To think that he's going to have two wrestlers here, just to have a wrestler here was a pretty amazing thought a couple of years ago, a year ago. And to find himself with two guys here, two guys are going to have another chance to wrestle tomorrow on Saturday, that's
well,
good stuff.
Exactly. I mean, first of all, bringing two kids up and both having them stand on that stand is a remarkable feat. You know, as a coach, if I bring two kids up, five kids, whatever up, the first and most ultimate goal is state champion, you know. But like I said, you take everything one match at a time, and then if that dream is taken away, then you regroup and you set another goal, and you try to live up to that goal.
Well, I wanted to be 7 foot tall when I was a teenager, and finally had to settle in 5 foot six on my tippy toes.
Hey, I'm right here with you,
folks. We're just minutes away from something really big, and that is our 2A second round consolation matches. That is going to be the last part of session five here, the session that is going to be completed here in about an hour. And it won't take very long to run through those because there will be four for each weight class, and we got four mats going. So it's going to be a busy time. Why don't we send it back to the studio for a quick break before we fly into these 2A consolation matches? And when we bring it back, we'll have some live 2A consolation wrestling action for you, and these will be elimination matches.
Big matches coming back when we return back to the Community First Credit Union broadcast suite. High above the mats, high fidelity, all tournament long. So from the time they turn the lights on till the very moment on Saturday night when they shut them down, you're going to get all your wall-to-wall wrestling coverage right here on KIIC.
Teamwork makes a winning team, like the one you get with Walmart Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association and the Iowa Farm Bureau. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Work with a winning team. Call Farm Bureau agent Brad Witt in Albia at 641-932-7873. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
You may think that for quality surgery, you need big. Big hospital, big city. But Monroe County Hospital and Clinics invites you to think differently. Think close to home with excellent care. Our surgical team has been awarded 95% patient satisfaction 5 years running. And our general surgeon, Dr. Neil Sokol, gives you award-winning surgery with no travel required. So rethink the big. Think Monroe County Hospital and Clinics.
Bluff Creek Archery is hosting two indoor 3D leagues. The first league starts on Monday, January 21st, and the second league starts on March 4th. The cost for each 3D league shoot is $60. For more information, call Bluff Creek Archery at 641-932-2422. Get out and enjoy this indoor 3D league. It's a great time to sharpen your skills for the spring season. The best part of this 3D league is when you shoot, your name will go into a drawing for a new bow. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, where you go for all your archery hunting needs.
Are your bills piling up? Tired of paying high-interest credit cards? If you have high-interest debt and don't have equity in your home to consolidate it, Community First Credit Union can help. Combine your debt into one low-rate loan with a CFirst Fixed Consolidation Loan as low as 8.4% APR. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Senate Pirschbacher Funeral Home can help you with the pre-planning and financial areas of your funeral. Call me at 641-932-5197 and let me or my staff help you with your plans today. I'm Bob Sennett, Sennett Pirschbacher Funeral Homes.
When Catherine Berkman needed knee replacement surgery, she was pleased to learn she could have surgery and physical therapy locally at Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia. Catherine, why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
I had excellent care from start to finish. It was so wonderful to be just a mile from home for me and my family. I didn't have to travel for surgery or therapy, which would have been very painful and uncomfortable. Dr. Homaden comes from Des Moines to the medical clinic and everything is done at Monroe.
Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia.
Lathrop Construction is ready to move the earth for you. When you need to have your earth moved, contact Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop at 799-1105 and let Lathrop Construction move your earth. Lathrop Construction is proud to support and sponsor the Albia Blue Demon Athletics.
No one wants to think about their own mortality, but pre-planning a funeral can be an important decision. After the passing of a loved one, there are often feelings of guilt, stress, and indecision, which can make planning a service difficult. Pre-planning allows the individual or family to make the decisions beforehand with the benefit of time and guidance from your loved one to help honor their wishes. Tharp Funeral Home in Albia can help you pre-plan a service while being sensitive to your desires and to other considerations like cost. Contact Cody or Richard at 932-3129 at Tharp Funeral Home.
.542 here on Thunder Country KIIC, 29 degrees outside. Let's take a quick look at your weather forecast during this quick break. Partly cloudy skies tonight, low temperatures near 16 degrees with wind chill values near 5. Mostly sunny skies on Saturday, high temperatures near 31. Mostly cloudy skies on Saturday night with a low temperature near 19. And for Sunday, mostly sunny skies, a high temperature near 47. Don't forget, at 7 o'clock tonight, in between wrestling matches, we will be bringing you live basketball action as the Moravia girls basketball team and the Twin Cedars girls basketball team will be playing here in Albia at 7 o'clock. So we will bring you all of that live action. That is the regional basketball action here on Thunder Country KIIC. You won't miss any wrestling action, and you won't miss any basketball action here on Southern Iowa Sports Leader KIIC. We'll return up to Wells Fargo Arena here in just a few minutes.
Are you still searching for the hometown store with hometown values that will still be around next year? Mick Furniture in Albia has been in business for over 50 years and is a family-owned and operated hometown store. Mick Furniture is your local Whirlpool dealer. Mick Furniture has the new Whirlpool French door refrigerator, Gabriel top-load washers and dryers, dishwashers and microwaves with many options to choose from. So when you need to replace any of your appliances, check out the selection of Whirlpool appliances at Mick Furniture on the west side of the Albia Square.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
If you have new drivers in your family, you'll want to know our name. If you live in wide open spaces and you drive on the highway at night, you'll want to know our name. If you love the looks of a perfectly painted and shined automobile, you'll want to know our name. And if you text while you're driving, eventually you'll know our name. Smith Body Shop. Smith Body Shop in Sheraton.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be. We're member-owned and that's the key. Serving you to get the job done. Our doors are open to everyone. Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back, Wells Fargo Arena, and from the Community First Credit Union Broadcast Suite. And we're bringing this live wrestling coverage. High above the mats and high fidelity, Joe Sinclair, Jay Mill, affectionately known as Jay Mill, Joe Millage. Joe, how's the app updating going, buddy?
Well, we're doing okay. We've got the team scores out there right now, and as we mentioned before, Eddyville-Blakesburg is rocketed up to second place. So it's Albernette, Eddyville-Blakesburg, then Wilton, Woodbury Central, West Marshall. To sort of round that out. Looking at Class 2A, Jason, Albia also has made several moves north, as it's West Delaware, Manchester in first place, then Davenport Assumptions dropped to two. Mediapolis, then Union, LaPorte City, Charles City, and Albia in a two-way tie for second place with, guess who, no other than Creston, Ori Maxburg, yeah, their district opponent. And so that'll be interesting to see how that all plays out with Class 2A. Sheraton, by the way, in 41st place. Now, Class 3A's got Southeast Polk, then Prairie of Cedar Rapids, followed by Bettendorf, Waverly, Shellrock, and Linmar Marion. And I'm just going to look for Oskaloosa. They're in 22nd place. So those are just the team standings as we go into Friday evening sessions here. And, yes, those are updated on our brand-new app. It's called Thunderbolt, and it's out there on the iTunes and Google Play Store. We're still working a few kinks out of it. We just rolled it out this week, but the wrestling portion of it's working pretty well. But that's where you can also get other things like school closings, and I hear possibly school closings on Thursday, because there is a big storm that's coming. They're already starting to talk about it.
Well, I'm going to be in California, IA. So
actually, I am too.
Are you really?
Yeah. Where are you going?
Anaheim.
I'm going to San Diego.
Well, let's don't get together out there, man. No.
I've seen you all week.
Yeah,
I'm tired of you. Yeah. Scotty down in the truck.
Scott's down in the truck. Hey, Scotty, what's the wind chill out there, buddy?
We've got heat in the truck, Jason. It's not like he's outside.
Well, we may have heat in the trucks, whether or not you let him turn the thing on.
He didn't leave him the key.
You're on a tight budget here, buddy.
You got that straight.
He's eating it all over there. He left it in the lazy boy there provided by Mix, all the crumbs he's been making.
After your hotel bill, I get done paying that, we'll barely get out of here to pay for parking.
I won't follow anything that Joe Sinclair says about parking. I can guarantee that.
Well, folks, we've got some 2A action coming up here, and we have got an elimination round coming up here. The next match is a week call. If you hear your favorite wrestler named the winner, he's going to wrestle and he's going to stand on the medal stand. If you hear your favorite wrestler named and he doesn't win, it is the end of the line for his 2013 season. So we're really going to be focused in here. Right now, the 106-pounders are taking the match in these consolation elimination matches. And we've got some good ones coming your way here in Class 2A, including a couple of Albia Blue Demons. And we'll start it off. We're going to have, looks like Tanner Cowan is going to be from Centerville at 126 pounds. He will be wrestling.
It looks like Goodman of SCCA.
That's South Central Calhoun.
South Central Calhoun.
So that's a Northern Iowa school up in Northern Iowa. That's Calhoun County. I don't know what
Northern Iowa school named South Central.
Yep, South Central Calhoun. That's the 126-pound match. That's the first one that we will be bringing you, and it should be underway here within 5 minutes. So we'll get the rest of the action for you. In 2A, 132 pounds, Tanner Pouse from Sheraton has got Gonzalez. That's Andres Gonzalez from Clear Lake. And we are going to have listeners listening in on the World Wide Web from Clear Lake. Mark Fisher from Clear Lake said that they have got the KIICradio.com dialed in. So I want to shout out to Mark and tell him thanks for listening on the World Wide Web. At 145 pounds, it'll be Drew Buster from Mediapolis up against Dalton Folkerts from Albia. So Folkerts had a great match to get to the consolation match here. He had a tough draw there with number two Straw from Independence, but he won the first round, got beaten at quarterfinal, but he is going to wrestle to keep it going. At 152 pounds, we don't have any Southern Iowa wrestlers that we're going to be following in this round. At 160 pounds, it is a similar situation. But then we get to 170, and we've got Seth Davison from Fairfield. And Davison's opponent, I do believe, is going to be Maggart. The fellow's name is Maggart there, so we'll get that one for you. And did Crossett win his quarterfinal match, guys? Not familiar with that. I think I'll bring up the 2A 170-pound bracket.
Looking on here, we were right in the middle of a couple of interviews, and we had four matches going at once.
Well, you dial in the 182-pound match because I'm certain that Colton Spohr and Carter Isley are going to compete there.
Carter Isley is going to compete. He's got Richardson of SCCA, and it will be Spohr. He will take on the loser of Wheeler and Bond of took place a little bit earlier. We'll get that matchup. But Spohr will be wrestling at 182, so we'll have two matches simultaneous right there.
And I do have the 2A matchups for you here at 170. It is Crossett from Knoxville. He'll be going up against West Delaware's Olison. That is Thomas Olison. And moving down to the bottom side of the bracket, it will be Davison versus Maggart. And Maggart is from SHSO, and I'm not exactly sure who that is. So 2205. We're just winding down through the 113-pound matches, so it's just a few minutes away for our 126-pound wrestler there for the Centerville Big Reds. That would be Tanner Cowan. Tanner Cowan, he's got a pretty good opponent there with Chase Goodman. He's 51-5 on the year. He's a senior, so look forward to that match. Riley Denny pinned his way to the semifinals, so we won't be talking about him very much. And then we're going to have Jacob Minert from Fairfield, the Class 2A 220-pounder. His opponent is going to be Josh Cannon. So Josh Cannon will compete against Jacob Minert. So that will conclude what we're following here at the Wells Fargo Arena 2013 edition for the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. These consolation matches are elimination matches, so the wrestlers that win will stand on the podium. Those that lose, their season is over. So this is a great big afternoon for wrestling here with these wrestling consolations, and a couple of Blue Demons are going to be participating in that. We talked about Brett Leshen there, tough 160-pound weight class for him. He's going to try to bounce back from that loss here about an hour ago.
We're just about to get moving here to the weight classes we're going to be covering. But we're standing next to Coach Johnson here. Coach, you guys got to feel really, really good knowing you got two wrestlers in the championship, and you got a real good shot at getting a couple of third-place finishes.
Yeah, it's going to be important. Obviously, what this round is important, we're getting ready to watch here. It's going to be interesting to see how kids rebound and battle back, because after a loss and you lose your main goal of being a state champion, you don't know what's going to come out, how they're going to come out and perform. But yeah, we're awfully proud of our two finalists. The last 5 years I've been helping Eddyville here, I haven't remembered two in the finals, so it'd be fun to have two. And our consolation 120-pounder, Jaron Glosser, he's just out ripping
buddy.
Heads off, it looks like. So he's got two pins, and now we just need to get Tucker Black back. He's pretty rough in the locker room down there, but luckily he has a night to sleep it off, unlike these guys coming back here, and they got to get their mind right. And
well, so, and it doesn't get any easier for Dalton Fulkers and Brett Leshen here. They've got a couple of tough draws here in their consolation matches. I believe that the match that Brett has, the only loss that guy has, he had one loss prior to his loss in the first round here today, here this this tournament. So a couple of tough matches there for the Albion Blue Demons, but I think they're going to be up for it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They've got the mental capacity to come back. And the same thing, you know, with Tucker Black. He doesn't have to go very far to get the example he needs to come back here. He can go right to his teammate, to Glosser. Right. Glosser's shown exactly how you come back when you suffer a loss.
Well, we had him, coaches surrounded Tucker in the locker room. We're sitting there just trying to keep him calm and trying to get through and try to say the right things and try to get him back. And here comes Jaron Glosser, puts a big hug on him, tells him, man, it's me and you for third. We're going to come back here. We're getting two champions. We're getting two thirds. And just give him a hug. And, you know, I think, you know, your teammate can almost do more than a coach can in that position. And it was great for him, a sophomore coming up, well, leading his teammate.
And Glosser, you can see how this guy just went through what I did.
That's right.
You know, it's not like some coach that wrestled 20 years ago. This is a guy that's right now going through the same thing I'm going through. He can identify with it.
Right, and say, hey, I just come out done pinning two guys at the state tournament, and everybody's on their feet, you know. So it can be exciting to get back to third and just, you know, especially the way Jaron's doing it right now.
Hey, we've got a lot of great sponsors that we need to mention here while we are waiting for Tanner Callen from Centerville to take the mat. And want to thank those Sheraton sponsors, including Sheraton Ford. Get your new or used vehicle at Sheraton Ford. They're a locally owned Ford dealer, Sheraton Ford. Also, Smith Auto Body, Iowa Realty. Hanson's Iowa Realty is your realtor there to help you. We've got the Lucas County Health Center and Grace Baptist Church in Sheraton. Services at 10:30 and 6:30 on Sunday. Heard on KIIC at Grace Baptist Church. Also, Hammer Medical of Sheraton, proud to sponsor Charger Athletics.
Motor Inn in Knoxville, need a new vehicle? Check out what they have at Motor Inn, and they have a lot to offer you. Heartland Public Adjusting, Brent Johnson helping you get the best insurance settlement. They work for you and not the insurance company. Millerton Cafe. Joe, what do they have at Millerton Cafe, buddy?
Best homemade pie around.
There you go. And we'll have to stop down there after we stop the CNC Cycle. That's a beautiful little ride, you know, on a Harley. That'd be a nice place to stop at CNC, get your Harley, and go get your pie.
Keep that gravity on the low end. Hey, we also got Midwest Heritage Bank, the Sheraton Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Unlike what I've heard you say, Jason, a smirk on every clerk, that's somebody else's grocery store.
That's a place that starts with a W.
We've got Pierschbacher Funeral Home, proud to sponsor Sheraton Athletics. Interiors and more for all your decorating needs, as well as Long Creek Outfitters, Western Wear. They can get you outfitted with what you need for the ride.
You know, Joe, I think with the beard I'm trying to catch you, now you're going to have to take me over here to Long Creek Outfitters and get me some boots. I'm going to get my cowboy on.
That would be good enough. That would be good enough.
All right, Sheraton Hardee's. The best hand-breaded chicken tenders around. Pipers. We've been giving out Pipers candy to all the coaches, including Coach Brand. I wonder if they know that. They have given their chocolate, Pipers chocolate, to Coach Brand and Coach Gable, legendary coaches. They have gotten Pipers candy.
All right, we're going to have to get ready to go.
Let's
here.
Let's do
because,
this.
Match number 2181 is, or excuse me, match number 2240. We got Tanner Cowan getting ready to take the mat at Class 2A 126. He will be the next available mat. It'll be Tanner Cowan from Centerville versus Chase Goodman from South Central Calhoun County.
All right. Looking forward to it. Cowan, great story this year. He come back from injury. Finds himself back here at Wells. And, you know, after he came off that injury, guys, he looked really, really strong, like, you know, he had been away from the sport.
Yeah, and he did a great job, and it's kind of neat. You know, Bryce Leshen on the other side of the bracket has advanced all the way to the semifinal round, and we'll listen to him wrestle for the championship tonight when we come back here at 8:30. But it is a couple of great wrestlers just 20 miles down the highway from each other. Cowan from Centerville, Leshen from Albion, and I got a great feeling about Bryce Leshen and his future career at Albion Wrestling.
It's going to be
a freshman phenom if there ever were one.
Well, we're going to go to Cowan. This match is going to be brought to you by B&W Plumbing and Heating, your local Rheem furnace dealer, and Quality Ag. Quality Ag,
Quality says it all. Quality products, quality service from your Quality Ag located on Old 34 west of Albia. Let's get to Tanner Cowan.
Matt 8, Tanner Cowan.
Cowan's out there with the red leg bands on. His South Central Calhoun County opponent, Chase Goodman, will have the green on. Goodman, a stocky build for 126-pounders, comes out, grabs the leg bands, retreats to the edge of the mat, puts a stretch, slaps his legs, comes back, shake hands, and we are underway. Class 2A, 126-pound action. One.
Joe, what are we wrestling for? Is this three? Third place?
We are wrestling right now for elimination. Joe Millage asked what we were wrestling for. The winner of this match will stand on the medals. The loser of this match goes home. There is elimination.
I'm sorry, but the highest place.
Third place.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
Third place would be the most that anybody here could get in this consolation quarter or consolation elimination match.
Tanner Pass will be coming out here just momentarily on 22:41. We'll get that match as well. I'll bring you that one. Joe, you stick right here on Tanner Cowan.
I will stick with Tanner Cowan from Centerville, my birth city. And Tanner Cowan with a duck under. Oh, Tanner Cowan with a duck under. And a great job wizarding, but Cowan gets behind. And, man, that was a muscle move there by Goodman. Goodman almost turned Tanner Cowan's great shot into a takedown and back points of his own. But Cowan gets it done. He gets the first takedown. We have 1 minute remaining in the first period. Cowan's got the double crossbody right in, trying to shove the, oh man, he's just shoving Goodman's head into the mat with a power half, and now he gets off the legs, puts a deep waist right in, sit out by Goodman from South Central Calhoun County. Now another sit out by Goodman from South Central Calhoun County, and Goodman gets out, 2-1 the score now, and it looks to me like Tanner Cowan the quicker, but Goodman definitely the stronger. Goodman, a very powerful build. Goodman, a little bit of a slow shot there, sprawled by Cowan, and Cowan backs out with 30 seconds remaining. He leads 2-1 for Centerville.
I see Coach Eddie following his wrestler Pouch, and they're going to be Pouch is going to be moving over,
Matt,
I believe,
seven.
To mat number seven. We'll get that one, but let's keep it with Cowan of Centerville.
Well, here we go. Cowan with 17 seconds to go. He leads 2-1 on that first period takedown, and he's got a lot of respect here for his opponent, Goodman, from South Central Calhoun County. Now Goodman backs out, and there's a shot there by Goodman as time expires in the first period. 126-pound elimination action, and we go to the second period with a 2-1 score. Tanner Cowan leads.
Well, Tanner was in really good on a great shot, and he got neck wrenched real hard, but he powered through it and took him back down, got him to 2, and then we're sitting here 2-1.
Well, I tell you what, it looked like Goodman was going to be able to take that great shot and turn it into a takedown and back points, but
he wrenched him.
But
we're gonna have two Tanners going at the same time, guys, across from each other. Tanner Pouch just underway for Sheraton, taking on Andres Gonzalez of Clear Lake. This match brought to you by Long Creek Outfitters of Sheraton and Interiors and more.
Hey, this crystal clear FM sound being brought to you on 96.7 and live streaming on KIICradio.com is Iowa High School Wrestling Athletic Championships at the Wells Fargo Arena 2013 edition of the state tournament. Tanner Cowan, 2-1 lead. He covers his opponent, Chase Goodman from South Central Calhoun County. He puts a crossbody right in, tries a power half, going to try to stretch him out and get a couple back points here. But he has to give up that leg. Still has the power half in as we count down through 1:15 to go in the second period.
Tanner Pouch just underway in his contest here at 132 pounds. Andres Gonzalez. There is a takedown in there by Gonzalez, and he leads now 2-0, 1:02 to go, opening period.
Gonzalez, a very talented wrestler from Clear Lake, Iowa, up against Pouch from Sheraton. While we have a stalemate down here with Cowan from Centerville, 54 seconds remain. He will cover his opponent, Chase Goodman, from South Central Calhoun County. 2-1 the score. It is Tanner Cowan on top and covering Chase Goodman. And now Goodman with a stand-up. Cowan drops down to a leg and a throw attempt there by Goodman and leveraged by Cowan. And Cowan uses that leverage to get back points. Cowan almost out-muscled by Goodman. But Goodman just a little bit out of position. Now Cowan, chest to chest. A very strong Chase Goodman. I don't think he can get him pinned with 30 seconds to go, but he's got that headlock locked up tight. This Goodman is one tough sucker. He rolls right out of it and gets off of his back. A three-point near fall for Tanner Cowan.
Yay.
That is a 5-1 score. And, folks, Tanner Cowan, in that flurry of activity, showed that his technique is superior to Goodman's strength, because it's obvious Goodman, much stronger wrestler, but Cowan, the better technician, and now we've got a stall warning on Goodman. I think that gas is out of his tank. How's Tanner Pausch?
Well, we've got 3 seconds remaining in the opening period. Pausch got taken down by Gonzalez. We're going to go to the second period, 2-0 Gonzalez of Clear Lake over Tanner Pausch of Sheraton.
And I tell you what, folks, two times in this match for Tanner Cowan, as the third period begins, he is leading 5-1, hits a Granby roll, gets out, and it's either going to be an escape or a reversal. They give him the reversal. That makes the score 7-1. Two times in this match, Tanner Cowan looked like he was going to be out-muscled, even though he was in position, but he was just good enough to get it done, and now he's got a chicken wing hooked in, and he's going to try a half Nelson now. He's got the half in, and man, that Goodman just about rolled out of it, but Cowan sinks his hips, gets chest to chest, and now with 1:34 to go, you think he can pin him there, Coach Tony Johnson?
Yeah, he's getting near fall. He's got a reverse half. He can make a fist there. He's got an open hand. He make a fist on his chest. He can really make that really smart.
Tanner Pausch over here for Sheraton, just taken down by Gonzalez of Clear Lake. Just underway, second period. Gonzalez ahead 4-0. Now Pausch gets the escape. It'll be 4-1, 1:14 to go, second period. Tanner Pausch of Sheraton trailing 4-1.
Breaking the action as Tanner Pausch scores 3 more back points. 10-1 the score now. A minute 13 remains in this match.
Tanner Cowan, make sure everyone hears that. It's Tanner Cowan. Yep.
Tanner Cowan from Centerville. He leads his opponent, Chase Goodman, from South Central Calhoun County by the score of 10-1 as we get a restart after a stalemate. 10-1 the score. Tanner Cowan in control for the Centerville Big Reds at the Wells Fargo Arena. 126-pound consolation action.
40 seconds to go. Here is another shot in there by Gonzalez. He's out in front here. Tanner Pausch now. Tanner Pausch deep in trouble. The second period brought to you by Piercebacher Funeral Home of Sheraton. But right now, Tanner Pausch in trouble here at 132 pounds. Does get out of it. Gets the escape, but finds himself trailing 6-2. 24 seconds to go in the second period.
Timeout over there for a potentially dangerous, and we're going to count down here with you folks through the last 35 seconds at 126 pounds. Tanner Cowan from Centerville, he's on top riding his opponent, Chase Goodman from South Central Calhoun County. 25 seconds remain. He's got the crossbody ride in, riding hard on top. He leads by 9 points. 20 seconds to go now for Tanner Cowan. Tanner Cowan trying to get his ticket punched so that he will stand on the medals, and he puts the chicken wing in here on the left side, and as time expires, Tanner Cowan going to ride him out for the rest of the third period. We will go dead, go final. 126-pound winner, Tanner Cowan. He will medal at the 2013 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships, 126-pounder.
Great job there, Tanner Cowan. He just looked like the more technical wrestler, and he gets the job done. This third period over here against Tanner Pausch, brought to you by Sheraton Hy-Vee and Midwest Heritage Bank. Pausch trailing now 11-2. He starts the third period in the cover position, just underway third period. Pausch with the big hole right here, trailing 11-2 to Andres Gonzalez. 13-3 is Gonzalez. Tanner Pausch, 33-14, both juniors. Gonzalez from Clear Lake, still riding is Pausch. But he's got a 11-2 deficit. He's going to have to make a couple of big hits here.
Well, Tanner has got the top position here to start this third period, and he needs to either make something happen real quick, try to get a pinning combination going against this Gonzalez kid from Clear Lake, or else just cut him and try to hit a couple throws, well, set something up. But with an 11-2 deficit, now down to 1 minute remaining, Tanner needs to really hit something special, magical, and he's got to realize that Gonzalez knows where he's at on the mat, too.
Absolutely. 1:03 to go, and they'll reset after the stalemate. Dalton Fulkerts is on deck for Albia. We'll keep an eye open for that as 138-pounders are taking the mat. That'll mean Fulkerts will just be a few moments away. Pausch trailing 11-2 here. Still on top, trying to bar the arm back, but he finds himself with a 9-point deficit. Trailing 11-2 here, 46 seconds in county here. Final period. Tanner Pausch taking on Andres Gonzalez of Clear Lake. Here's the stand-up by Gonzalez, trying to get the escape. Now a reversal in effect here as Gonzalez gets a reversal over Pausch. And Pausch now will find himself trailing 13-2 with only 25 seconds to go. Tough place here, Coach Johnson, to be in.
Yeah, he's still fighting. He never quit, but he's still coming forward, and he's just giving it all he's got, and that's his coach. That's all you can really want him to do, to finish out the match and do all you can.
Well, I'm proud of the Sheraton Charger Wrestling Program. They have had a great year, and they got some up-and-comers there in their wrestling room. You got freshman Nick Ryan there. They've got a lot of young talent there and a lot of energy in that wrestling room. And Tanner Pausch, you know, he just got beat here, but he's going to be back next year. He's a senior next year. He's got the flavor. He's got the taste. And I'm looking forward to calling his matches next year at the Iowa High School Wrestling Championship 2014.
Well,
edition.
He shakes his opponent's hand and goes over and shakes his coach's hand. A great season for that young man. Coach Eddie puts his hand on Pausch's shoulder, and they'll take that long walk over to the exit. That's a tough walk with your wrestler, Coach Johnson, after you've been defeated like that.
Yeah, you want them to keep their head up, but, you know, it is tough, and just be proud of what you've done, you know. And I want to go back to Tanner Cowan there. I mean, Centerville would be proud of that kid. I mean, he came off an ACL at the last football game there. I think he tore it out, and to bounce back, I know he had a bad break last year. He wasn't able to qualify because he had a concussion or something. Do you remember that?
That's exactly right. And he was a place winner the week before.
And as a place winner. And so he's had some rough.
He's going to be a place winner again.
He's had some tough things to go through. Oh yeah, and he come out here against a more physical looking specimen, and took it to him. And he come out with the. His heart in the right place.
His technique was absolutely impeccable. A couple of times in the match where it looked like his position was going to be good, but not quite good enough because of the muscularity of the kid from South Central Calhoun County. And don't want to shortchange Goodman at all.
No.
I mean, you can tell he's been hitting it hard in the weight room. But great job by Tanner Cowan doing the job, outpointing him, and getting the job done. He will stand high on the medals. He can get as high as third. Can't wait to call his matches tomorrow.
Absolutely. A great kid, too. Always respectful. Watching him in that first time out on the mat over at Fairfield, Joe, he got beat by Bryce Lushen, went right up into the stands, went right to Angie and shook her hand, and I thought that was a first-class move there by Tanner Cowan.
Well, you know, Centerville's kind of a first-class town. I mean, that's my birth city.
Well,
I'm from Centerville.
It got better.
It got better when I left. No, I'm from
Centerville. Natives say that Albia and Centerville's IQ both rose when you left.
I'd say they both riz, too. They're my partner in the broadcast booth, Jason Summers. Hey, I want to set a great matchup for you here for Dalton Folkerts at 145 pounds. We're just a couple of minutes away from
Joe, you're hearing in the background right now.
Yep.
That is Coach Winger mic'd up in the hallway. He's bringing his wrestler out.
He's got a tall order. It is Drew Buster from Mediapolis, 43-4 on the year. He's a junior. He is going to also be going up against Dalton Folkerts. Dalton, 18-3 on the year. Buster got beat in the first round by Jacob Holschlag from Liberty ULC. I'm not sure exactly where ULC's from. But Buster from Mediapolis, very talented wrestler. He's a junior. He's going to be going up against the junior Dalton Folkerts. Folkerts had a huge win in the first round. And you hear Coach Winger on the mic'd up mic, and sure do like having that mic on the coach.
You can hear Coach getting him ready to go. He can't stop your offense.
All right. Got another 45-pound match of interest is Brody Beck down there from Grinnell. He trails 2-1 at the conclusion of the first period. Folks, we'll give you scoring updates on Brody Beck from Grinnell. All right. Okay, here comes Dalton Folkerts. He gets out onto the mat. First shot is by Folkerts.
Move your feet.
Just underway, 145-pound consolation elimination match at 145 pounds. Albie's Dalton Folkerts on the mat against the Mediapolis standout Drew Buster.
Buster, make sure the truck's running delay.
Buster. Buster
push
circles.
Push pull.
Shuck by Juster. Shuck down by Buster. Right next to the Albia coaches.
Good. Good.
Now Dalton Folkerts circles at the center of the mat. They get right to the center of the mat. No score. 1 minute gone here in this 145-pound Class 2A elimination consolation match. Now, shot there by Folkerts. Now a reshot by Buster, and Buster uses a double leg.
Scoot! He's got
Fulkers on his butt.
Scoot!
You hear a coach telling him to scoot. He's trying to scoot out of bounds, and there's a a switch move and a re-switch and then another switch and a takedown for Buster. Just ran out of real estate there for Dalton Fulkers. First points of this 145-pound match go to Buster from Minneapolis.
Hey,
he leads 2-0. 33 seconds to go. They're out of bounds.
You're fine.
Brett Lesh will be coming out here in just a minute, Albia fans. This Dalton Fulkers matchup brought to you by People State Bank. Albia Motors, locally owned and operated Ford dealership, quietly doing business since 1950. And Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods, locally owned and operated. They have the best meat in town.
Great grocery store there in Albia, Jim and Charlie's, locally owned. Dalton Fulkers breaking the action here. He gets set. He's covered by Buster and off the whistle. First move is a sit out, taken away by Buster. Now Fulkers broken down here with 27 seconds to go. Fulkers gets back to his base. Barred arm by Buster, though.
Go, you're out. Up and out. Heel. You're
now
out.
Fulkers hits a sit out.
Good, good. You're
goes
up.
To a stand up.
Good.
He gets to his feet.
You're out.
Buster hanging on. Buster's hanging on and has to cut him before he gets called for stalling. So Drew Buster gives up the escape with 6 seconds to go. And a great point there for Dalton Fulkers. It's 2-1 going to the second period. 145-pound action.
Such a big difference, Joe, as you know, going into that second period without that takedown. Really a big move.
One little mistake there by Dalton in the period. He took a shot a little bit less of an angle than he probably wanted to. And just cat quick, Buster got in there and got that double leg. Now, Dalton covers Buster to start the second period. Buster's first move is a stand-up, taken back down by Dalton. His second move is a stand-up switch, taken back down by Dalton. And Dalton Fulkers wrestling
really
very well.
There.
Third move, a stand-up, taken back down by Dalton Fulkers. And we have seen three stand-ups in 18
great
seconds.
Hip action right there out of Dalton Fulkers.
Dalton
showing
Fulkers
his
doing a great job riding Drew Buster from Minneapolis. Three stand-ups, including one of them, a stand-up switch by Buster. And Dalton Fulkers takes him back to the mat all three times. But only 18 seconds gone here. And now is a whistle violation against Buster. So Buster will get set again. You get two of those whistle violations, folks. You only get one stall warning before it's points. You get two whistle violations. The third one is the point. Okay, now Dalton, after the stand-up, takes him back to the mat. And there's the stand-up again. That's five stand-ups, and I'm going to keep track. Now there's a stand-up switch, and Dalton hips over. Dalton gets back once.
There it is right there.
And the official missed it, folks.
You heard Coach Winger.
The official missed it. He was out of position, did not start counting. Dalton Fulkers had two back points there, folks. It should be a 3-2 score. But we're going to go ahead with a 2-1 match right now. Dalton Fulkers has his opponent, Drew Buster from Minneapolis, broken down, counting down through a minute and 12 seconds in this 145-pound elimination match.
He was just out of a position, that official, to get those back points, and it happened so quick. But Dalton,
I disagree. You don't need to be in position to count back points. You need to be in position to call a pin, and that official just missed it. Dalton Fulkers should be ahead 3-2 with 54 seconds to go. Call stalemate. It's 2-1, though.
This has been a long ride by Fulkers. This is a win right here. If he can hold on for 54 seconds more, that would be a huge win for Fulkers.
Well, I guarantee you the first move here is going to be a stand-up by Buster. And there it is, the stand-up. Fulkers in on the hips, lifts, and can't take him down.
There he goes.
Now the switch again, and there's stand-up again. And this kid is a stand-up machine. Dalton Fulkers bars the arm now with 43 seconds. He does a great job. With 40 seconds to go, another stand-up. And I should have kept track. And, Buster does a stand-up. Fulkers gets reversed, and it's 4-1.
That was relentless there by Buster. Just continue to stand up. Dalton Fulkers so tough, though, hipping that out all that way for a better of a minute and a half.
Well, Dalton Fulkers trails now by three. There are 20 seconds left in this 145-pound match in the second period. It's Class 2A action, folks. Albia Blue Demon wrestler Dalton Fulkers on the mat. Drew Buster for Minneapolis trying to make it happen for them. And they're out of bounds with 6 seconds to go. Be a great deal here if Dalton Fulkers with 6 seconds could bust out of there and get himself free to narrow this gap to 4-2.
We're going to be looking for Brett Lesh, and he'll be coming out just momentarily. They'll be cleaning the mat for him, and we'll bring you that one as well.
All right, first move by Dalton is a stand-up. Good job by Buster grabbing the ankle. Takes him back to the mat, and time expires in the second period. We're going to go to the third period. 2 points separate these two fine wrestlers.
Looking for Matt 2260 to come up here just momentarily. Brett Lesh will be going at, but right now at 145, it is Dalton Fulkers. Trailing 4-1, begin this third period. So important to get this escape and get it quickly.
Wouldn't be surprised if Coach Wenger doesn't have to move because of the way things are unfolding here. I think it'll be on mat number two when Brett takes the mat. But we're underway in the third period. Dalton is on the bottom. Dalton Folkers, the Albia junior. He's up against Drew Buster from Mediapolis. These folks are elimination matches tonight that we're going to be calling for you. The conclusion of this session, we'll have a little bit of a break, and then we'll come back at 8:30. But right now, it's 2A consolation elimination matches. There's four of them in each weight class. Right now at 145 pounds, it's Albia's Dalton Folkers.
There's a stalling.
He gets called for stalling against his opponent, Drew Buster, from Mediapolis. It's Buster on top by the score of 4-1. 1 minute, 13 seconds remains.
Here we go. He gets to his feet.
Oh. Gets to his feet and out of bounds. And let's see how Dalton Folkers reacts now. He gets reset at the bottom with 106 remaining in the third period. Dalton Folkers trying to bust out, get the escape, and then a takedown or more. And there is the
second warning against
Buster.
One more.
And that is a point. That is a point.
Oh, it is.
That is a point. It's 4-2 now.
Absolutely huge. Get the escape here, Joe.
There was another one. You heard the coach say that. It could have easily been. And Drew Buster covers, and with 59 seconds to go, Buster breaks down Dalton Folkers. Gets in on the leg with 55 seconds to go. Dalton Folkers clears the leg, gets to his base, tries to stand up. Can't clear the arm, but now he's out. 45 seconds to go, folks. Dalton Folkers. Here it is, folks. This is the match. This is the match. Takedown wins this thing with 40 seconds to go.
Come on, Dalton Folkers, 145, 4-3, your score, 36 seconds to go. Folkers circling around with Buster.
Dalton Folkers has a great ankle pick, folks. If he can work an angle, get Buster a little bit flat-footed. His favorite move is the ankle pick.
There it is. He's in on the
single leg.
Just missed it.
He needs to get separation and try to get a stall warning here with 20 seconds to go. 17 seconds remain. Dalton Folkers, 4-3. We got a stalemate.
Okay. A little quicker next time.
14 seconds to go. Nothing to lose, Coach Winger. Mic'd up says. There's the shot there by Dalton Folkers. Counted by.
Counting.
Oh, man. Dalton Folkers is going to run out of time.
He's got to
pull the trigger. 6, 5, 4. And there's a shot by Folkers. Backed out. A stall warning. But not enough. Not enough. 4-3. Dalton Folkers.
I love that kid, Joe. He is such a competitor. You know, I know he's going to be disappointed. The injury-riddled season. Tough-minded kid. He's going to be disappointed, and he's going to have a little bit of time to get his chin back up. But that is one heck of a young man that wrestled one heck of a match.
That was a good match, and I'll tell you what, I would not be surprised to see Drew Buster stand in third place at that 145-pound weight class. He's had a great year. He was ranked 6th coming into this contest. Dalton Folkers ranked 7th, and that's just how it goes here at the state tournament at the Wells Fargo Arena. And a little bit deflated here, but we got no time to worry about that because coming right
all
up.
All the Brett Lesher now.
And it's on the same mat. The cheerleaders don't have to move. The coaching staff does not have to move for the Albia Blue Demons. But what we're going to see move is Brett Lesher. Brett Lesher takes the mat for the Albia Blue Demons. He is the standout 160-pound wrestler, number 2 ranked in the state coming into this state championship, upset by Logan McQuillan from Missouri Valley there in the quarterfinals. And this is an elimination match. And his opponent, Schaefer, I believe his school that he's from is SPE. That would be Spencer. Spencer. He's got a heavily bandaged left shoulder. And we're underway at 160 pounds. Brett Lesher, quick on his feet. Shot in there by Lesher. Countered back there by the Spencer wrestler. That is Schaefer, Tanner Schaefer from Spencer. He's 41-2 on the year. He was 6th ranked coming into this state championship tournament. Both wrestlers on their feet, feeling each other out. 135 remains, first period action. 160-pound consolation elimination match for Albia's Brett Lesher and Spencer's Tanner Schaefer. Neither wrestler really taking a very good shot yet, if any shot at all. They're tied up at the center of the mat.
See if Brett has any more in his tank here. Last time he appeared to kind of have something. Maybe he wasn't feeling well or something, but he'll make no excuses, no doubt about it. He is one tough kid.
He circles his opponent with the first minute of the match expiring. We have got 1 minute remaining in the first period. A shot in there, single leg by Leshen. He turns it into a Kelly. Almost gets back points. He still has the arm. He still has the arm. He's going to try a butcher. He's still got the arm, folks. He's got him broken down. He's still got the arm. I think this would be a great time for Brett to really be aggressive, but he gives up that arm, gets back on the hips, and he's got a 2-0 lead with 41 seconds to go in the first period at 160 pounds. Brett Leshen doing a great job working off of his feet. The first shot of the match yields 2 points for Brett Leshen. He's on top 2-0. 30 seconds remain, first period at 160 pounds. Now Leshen with the right hand shoves his opponent's, that's Schaefer's head, down into the mat. Now gets back on the hips, tries to bar the arm, works the corkscrew ride. Works that corkscrew. There's a Granby roll and out and in and out and in and back in. And Brett Leshen rolls through with him twice and 5 seconds left in the first period. And that was fun to watch, folks, that Granby roll and roll and roll. And we are still at 2-0. As we go to the second period, Brett Leshen leading. And you can tell that Brett Leshen, as he defers the choice. And, hey, a surprise here for me.
Gonna choose neutral.
Schaefer takes neutral. He just got taken down in handy fashion by Brett Leshen.
This second period brought to you by Benton Place Apartment, Kness Manufacturing, and Belzer Equipment, all of Albia. And CrossFit is going to come up on 5 at 182 for Knoxville.
Maybe that bandaged shoulder had something to do with that call.
About him taking the up position, neutral, that wouldn't surprise me. That wouldn't surprise me.
It is CrossFit at 170, and we're going to have a Spore at 182 as well.
We'll keep that. And here's Brett Leshen with another slick move. It was a Kelly move, and Brett Leshen gets the takedown, extends his lead to a 4-0 advantage with 1:30 to go in the second period. Brett Leshen on top. We'll give you scoring updates, Knoxville Panther fans, at 170 pounds. Your 170-pound wrestler, Cross, is on top 2-0, 30 seconds remaining in the first period. He gets the takedown, and now we're out of bounds with Brett Leshen at 160 pounds, 4-0 the score there. That is our feature match here at 160 pounds. Consolation matches, elimination matches. The winner stands on the medals. Loser goes home, and this is a great match for Brett Leshen. He's trying to ride his opponent out with 1:20 to go. They get the restart going. Leshen from Albia. Brett Leshen, the 160-pounder, cuts his opponent, and with 109 to go, the wrestlers are on their feet again. It's a 4-1 advantage for Brett Leshen. Now Leshen, a little bit stooped over here. Looks like he's trying to work an angle here to get the angle. Over there, CrossFit is going to go to the second period with a 2-0 advantage at 170. And now an underhook by Schaefer against Leshen. So Schaefer with the underhook on Leshen with 44 seconds to go. Leshen trying to back out. Leshen backing out, and we got a stalemate.
Good call there. CrossFit still with the lead here, 2-0. Second period, 1:43 to go in the second period. CrossFit at 170. 182, Spore will be coming out here momentarily, and we'll catch that one as well, followed by Carter Isley just a little bit further down the road. But right now, Brett Leshen out in front, 4-1 with 27 seconds to go, second period.
Yeah, Brett really just kind of cut his opponent with a minute and 15 seconds to go. Looked like he didn't really feel like he was in position. And there's a great shot there by Brett Leshen. A shot and then a reshot, and now Leshen in on a double leg. If he can get his head out in 12 seconds, he will get this second.
There's
a cradle, and Leshen.
Spladle.
Leshen just got a four-point move against him. Makes the score 5-4. Leshen looked like he was going to get the double leg takedown.
He doesn't look like Brett's not feeling so well right there.
It's 5-4 on that four-point move by Schaefer, and looked like Brett Leshen was going to get the takedown, and Schaefer turned it into a cradle, and cat quick got Brett Leshen into a cradle, and it was a four-point move as time expired in the second period. Brett Leshen went from being ahead 4-1 to now he's trailing 5-4.
CrossFit on the other mat is out in front here still, 2-0, 48 seconds go, second period. CrossFit of Knoxville with the lead.
He actually reversed him right there, and it's 4-0. CrossFit for Knoxville with the advantage, and we'll leave the action there while we have a blood timeout. They're wiping the blood off the mat of the 160-pound elimination bout between Schaefer and Leshen.
Aaron CrossFit of Knoxville, 36-5, the senior, taking on Thomas Olison of West Delaware, Manchester. And 4-0 is the lead to CrossFit.
that match was about over there with that. He hit a far leg splaydle and got his head caught under and got two near fall, and he was flat on his back for a minute, and luckily Leshen kicked out,
yes,
straightened his back, which you have to do, and just fought, and I mean, it was close.
Well, they're still,
crazy,
they're still working on Brett Leshen. I don't know where he's bleeding from, but it's taken two medical staffers to get it stopped. There's been probably a minute of blood time here already.
Five total minutes, is that correct, that you get for blood time?
Five minutes for blood time, 90 seconds for injury time.
And once they get the blood stopped, then they stop the time. They don't count cleanup as an injury time or blood time.
Over along the way, it is Crossett going into the third and final period for Knoxville. He's got a 4-0 lead here. Crossett will start in the down position.
Well, we've got a real change in the events here at 160 pounds. Brett Leshen takes the down position to start the third period. He trails by a point, 5-4. See if he can bust out of there and make something happen on his feet.
Does a good job getting up quickly.
He gets the stand up and a cross leg put in there by Schaefer, and that's potentially dangerous. And it looked to me like Schaefer just put that in because he didn't feel like trying to take Brett Leshen back down to the mat.
Over here, Crossett trying to get the escape. He's in a position to get the reversal here. He can get his head out. He's starting in a down position with 1:37 to go in the third period. And we're going to have a stalemate, and they'll go back to the center of the mat. 4-0, Crossett out in front. Let's go back to Brett Leshen.
Cradle attempt there by Schaefer. That's not going to work.
This guy looks dangerous on top. As Schaefer knows what he wants. He's trying to try a spladle from the top, too. See how he's working the knee, and he's trying to get it up, and then he's going to try to... That's what he wants, but he's not.
Those Northern Iowa kids, they know how to work those upper body and cross-leg rides. That Clay County Spencer kid there, Schaefer, he's got Brett Leshen broken down now with 1:22 to go in the third period. And Brett Leshen near the edge of the mat. Looks like he's going to try to get close to the edge of that mat or else clear that leg. And that's really been the move for Schaefer has been to get that leg in. Now, Coach Nick Pickle, we don't have him mic'd up, but he just told Brett to put his elbow down and make sure that Schaefer doesn't get that leg in. Okay, Brett Leshen, he covers the mat. He is covered by Schaefer with 1:13 to go, and there's a whistle violation on Schaefer. Yep.
Down so, by one.
Down by one, Brett Leshen. 5-4 the score. Leshen has a couple of takedowns in the first period, or one in the first, one in the second. Now he gets to his feet, and good job taking back down the mat. And there is the leg in there by Schaefer, and Brett Leshen counters that, gets down on the mat, and now the leg in again by Schaefer with 1 minute to go. And Brett Leshen really needs to clear that, or we need to get a stall call on Schaefer because Schaefer just hanging on the hips with that leg in there.
Did Schaefer take top? Did he choose top?
No, Brett took down.
Okay.
Brett took down.
He's got to get out then.
Yeah, Brett's got to get out. And there's Schaefer with the crossbody ride in there, and there's nothing happening with 40 seconds to go.
Sheraton
Brett Leshen
wrestler on that one.
Bust out of there. He just got to bust out of there. We got all kinds of South
Central. Carter Isley's going to be going over in second. Crossett over here is out in front for Knoxville. 6-0 and 10 seconds left. Crossett's going to get it to win for Knoxville. Carter Isley about to take the mat on number one. But we got Brett Leshen here trailing by one on mat number two. Spore also for Knoxville getting ready to go here. But let's finish up Brett Leshen, who finds himself trailing by one.
15 seconds to go for Brett
Leshen.
He's got to make something happen here. The official's
got
to either call stalling or stalemate here. They've just been hanging on, and there's finally the stall call. The official stops the match with 9 seconds to go. There has been stalling called on Schaefer.
20 seconds
it happened
of
for the
stalling.
Last 20 seconds. But finally, with 9 seconds to go, Brett Leshen gets to the center mat.
Gives him a
gets
fresh
set.
Start.
Got to go quick.
He's got to bust out of there and try to get this thing into overtime.
9 seconds.
There it is. Now Leshen with a sit-out move. He dumps Schaefer to his butt.
Come on.
Only has 3 seconds.
Come
to
on,
go.
Brett. Come
can't
on, Brett.
Get out. Oh, my
goodness.
Second year in a row, Brett Leshen gets eliminated in a consolation match. And that's
he's
a tough
controlling
one.
The match until that spladle hit. And it.
Okay, we'll catch you up with other class 2A South Central Conference scoring. It was a win for Crossett from Knoxville. He gets by in a 6-0 fashion. Carter Isley is
just underway.
At 182 pounds. He gets
two.
The takedown.
Carter Isley just gets the takedown at 182. He's out in front. 2-0 of this Sheraton match brought to us by Motor Inn in Knoxville and the Grace Baptist Church. Carter Isley out in front. 2-0. Over here on mat number 8 is
Spore
from
Knoxville.
Yep. We've got wrestlers from Sheraton on the mat. They'll be our exclusive matches. With all these Sheraton sponsors, we want to thank them for making this broadcast possible. Carter Isley, the freshman phenom,
Yeah, out in front here, 2-0, 57 seconds to go in this opening period. Riding hard, right at the edge of the mat, and they'll go off the edge of the mat here. Carter Isley out in front. His lead is 2-0 over Richardson of SCCA. Off the mat they go, and they'll go back and reset things. Let's go to Spore real quick and get an update.
I'll keep you posted here. Seth Davison from Fairfield leads 6-2 over Toby Maggard in Class 2A, 170 pounds, with a minute and 15 seconds remaining in that match. Meanwhile, Colton Spore from Knoxville, 31-4 on the year, he leads 2-0 over Cole Bond from Bedford Lennox. Just underway here, a minute left in the first period.
Carter Isley out in front, 2-0, 34 seconds and counting here, first period. Still riding Richardson here. As we go down to the final 30 seconds, let's go to Spore real quick.
Well, Davison gets out of his match there, and he now leads 6-3. Colton Spore gives up the escape. Now he leads 2-1. Class 2A, 182-pound action. Spore, 2. Bond from Bedford Lennox, 1. Class 2A, 170 pounds. Maggard from South O'Brien, 3. Davison from Fairfield, 6.
Carter Isley continuing to do a great job riding here. He's going to go to the second period with the takedown lead. Carter got the takedown and rolled him out the entire first period. The second period going to be brought to us by Iowa Realty, Hanson, Iowa Realty, 5 realtors to help you, and Lucas County Health Center, your local hospital and clinic, there to serve you for all your medical needs. Carter Isley will choose the down position to begin the second period. Let's go over to Spore from Knoxville.
Colton Spore started the second period in the top position. He gives up the escape, but then quickly gets the takedown. So now he leads by the margin of 4-2. Meanwhile, Seth Davison is in a metal situation. He gets by Toby Maggard by the score of 8-3 with a last-minute reversal.
Guys,
congratulations, Fairfield.
Update me on Aaron Crossett of Knoxville. Did he win?
Crossett got the win.
Okay, thanks.
That win was, I believe, in a fashion of 6-0.
Yep, right now, Carter Isley for Sheraton, just underway second period. He started in the down position. 12 seconds gone by. Carter with a stand-up, trying to get the hands broke, gets free. Now he's got a 3-0 lead. 15 seconds into the second period. Isley at 182, trying to get the win here. The freshman, who does not look like a freshman, nor wrestle like a freshman, is out in front here, 3-0, 30 seconds gone by. Let's go over to Spore real quick as the clock keeps ticking on Knoxville.
That match has got a minute and 46 seconds remaining. 182-pound action. It's a 4-2 lead for Colton Spore.
Back to Carter Isley. Isley, 3-0 lead. Here's a shot in there by Richardson, countered by Isley, and he'll push him off the edge of the mat. They'll reset center of the mat, 1:11 to go. Isley out in front, 3-0.
Spore gets a reversal with a minute and 28 seconds remaining. He now leads by the 6-2 margin over his opponent. And that 182-pound opponent is Cole Bond from Bedford Lennox.
Carter Isley, 3-0 lead, under 1 minute to go, second period. Isley started the down position after a takedown from the first period, got the escape. That's where he gets his 3 points from with 48 seconds and counting. Carter Isley with the lead, trying to get the win for Centerville, or for Sheraton. Get everybody in Sheraton mad at me here in a second.
Spore breaks his opponent down from Bedford Lennox, and a minute 7 remaining there. The score still 6-2, Knoxville on top. Meanwhile, we got Jacob Minert from Fairfield. He'll be coming up here in about 2 minutes here. Jacob Minert,
well, Carter Isley,
2276 is the next one up.
Carter Isley gets another takedown with 23 seconds to go, second period. It is all Carter Isley, 5-0. It's a good job of breaking down Richardson. Staying high, puts the deep waist in now, trying to get that left arm off the mat. Now a sit out there by Richardson off the edge of the mat. They go 10 seconds to go, second period. At 182, Carter Isley out in front, 5-0 for Sheraton.
Spore from Knoxville doing a good job riding his opponent. 44 ticks left in this period.
Isley, 5-0. Over Richardson from SCCA. Isley covers. Stand up there by Richardson. Tries to break the hands. Isley tries to elevate. Final 4 seconds of this second period. Isley doing a great job hanging on there. And we'll hold on to a 5-0 lead to go into the third period, where Midwest Heritage Bank and Hobby Haven will bring you this third period.
Well, I tell you what, they must be putting some kind of steroids in the Kellogg's cereal up there at South Central Calhoun, because I snuck a peek over there. Carter Isley's wrestling Rylan Richardson from South Central Calhoun, and that kid is built just as strong as the Schaefer kid that Tanner Cowan thumped down here at 126 pounds earlier.
Oh, wow, but what a strong move there by Carter Isley. Joe, you talk about strength. Carter Isaac looks like, he looks like a full-grown man, and he has definitely paid the price in the weight room. God gifted him a bunch of muscle, but he has certainly paid the price as well. 1:30 to go in the final period here. Carter Isley out in front, 5-0.
Nice job in closing seconds. Three-point near fall for Colton Spohr from Knoxville as the time closes out of the second period. He takes a 9-2 lead into the third period. He will start that period in the down position with a big 7-point lead. He could stall his way out of that one, folks, and advance to the medal stand.
Carter Isley, 1 minute and counting here in the third period. Carter Isley with a 5-0 lead. Richardson and Isley grabbing each other at the side of the mat. Here's a shuck by, and Isley nearly got the takedown at the edge of the mat. They'll reset. 5-0 Isley. Third period, 59 seconds to go.
Meanwhile, Colton Spohr from Knoxville looking to get a reversal against his opponent here. And that is his Bedford Lennox opponent, Cole Blonde. And there it is, a two-point reversal makes the score 11-2. That's a major decision. And bonus points for the Knoxville Panthers if the score does not change before the next minute expires.
Carter Isley out in front, 5-0, final 35 seconds. Your daughter watching on the webcam?
My brother, actually.
Brother?
Cheyenne, Wyoming, just sent me a text. What's up, bro?
36 seconds and counting here. Carter Isley of Sheraton trying to get the win. Rocket Nation has two wrestlers already in the championship round. Sheraton, Carter Isley trying to get the win, fighting for a third place finish here for Sheraton. 20 seconds and counting. Big 182 pounder for a freshman, Carter Isley, with 16 seconds and go. 5-0 lead, under 13 seconds. 12, 10, and the countdown is on for Sheraton Nation. Here's a shot in there by Isley, though recent at the center. Matt, let's get that update over on Knoxville.
Colton Spohr worked a double chicken wing to his advantage. He's got a three-point near fall now. Leads by the score of 12-2 with 8 seconds remaining. These matches will simultaneously end with a couple of Highway 14 wrestlers winning.
One, and Carter Isley at 182 will keep on keeping on. He'll fight for a third-place finish. That win brought to you by Golden Furrow, Sheraton Hardee's, Long Creek Outfitters, Interior Moore, and Piper's Candy of Sheraton.
Spohr beats his Bedford opponent, Bond. He gets his hand raised. Bond finished the match on his back. A two-point near fall for Spohr to complete the scoring. He wins by the 14-point margin of 16-2 at Class 2A, 182 pounds. And now we're going to go to Jacob Meinert.
Folks, those matches are tomorrow, right? If I'm not mistaken, tomorrow morning.
Yep. All right, and we're going to buzz right into Jacob Meinert. He is going to be going up against Josh Cannon.
I want to give a shout-out to Teresa and Harold Rowley, the grandparents of Carter Isley. They are two of the nicest people you'll ever meet. My wife became really good friends with Teresa. We love them. We know how proud they are of their grandson, Carter, and they're big-time Hawkeye fans, too, so that makes them doubly good.
How can somebody 15 years younger than me be a grandpa? Did they start when they were 12?
Yeah, they must have started really early.
All right.
I want to tell Knoxville, good job there. Ron Peterson.
Two big wins.
The well-traveled Ron Peterson is the coach in there, and you can see it showing up in his kids. He's been at Clarksville, Prairie, Simpson, and now Knoxville, and it's he's done a really nice job with two wins there back-to-back.
All right, we've got a 220-pound match featuring Jacob Meinert from Fairfield. He's going up against Josh Cannon from Mount Vernon. And those two wrestlers are in a scoreless tie. The first period expired with neither wrestler getting a takedown. Mount Vernon takes down to start the second period, and Cannon gets loose for the first point of the match. 10 seconds gone, second period, in this 220-pound elimination consolation match. Meinert from Fairfield trails 1-0. Just underway second period.
Well, a couple of difficult matches there for Albies, Dalton Fulkerson, and Brett Leshen.
I just really feel
feel
bad for Brett Leshen. He's a junior. He's had a great year. Just didn't look like his usual self. He came out and looked like he just – I wouldn't be surprised if we find out that he wasn't sick.
Yeah, I wouldn't shock me at all. Didn't appear to be feeling all that well, but, you know – guys, you know, we have all kinds of great storylines that come our way when we're up here, and you get to see all the different aspects of wrestling, not just the things that go on the mat, but the relationships with coaches, with family. And here's a great story. Tanner Cowan from Centerville is wrestling with a very special purpose this year. Not only is it his senior season, but his grandma has cancer. And, you know, talk about battles. How about that battle with life? Tanner had a special tattoo made in her honor. Not sure at the, what that tattoo is, but it's special to her in honor of her. So he is also wrestling to win for her. This would be a great story for Centerville, for Tanner, and of course, everyone at KIC wishes her the very best in her fight over cancer. And Tanner Cowan, meeting him, such a great kid, and a tactician on the mat.
Well, I'm certain that his grandmother will be able to enjoy a photograph of him standing on the medal stand, and she will be able to hold the medal that he achieved here at the 2013 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships, and proud to bring that match to you here on 96.7 KIIC and the live stream with KIICradio.com. And great job there for Tanner Cowan. Meanwhile, we've got Jacob Minert, 220 pounds, and he is on his feet and gets taken down with 4 seconds to go at the edge of the mat. And the Fairfield coach is off of his chair. Don't think he agrees with that, but the Mount Vernon wrestler does get it. That's Josh Cannon, gets the call, and the two-point takedown makes it a 3. Oh, now we got a little bit of controversy here. The Fairfield coaches are at the scores table, and the score has not marked up the takedown yet with 4 seconds remaining in the second period. Controversy, Class 2A, 220-pound consolation elimination match between Jacob Minert from Fairfield and Josh Cannon from Mount Vernon, and the takedown is awarded. It's 3-0, and Fairfield's coach not very happy about that. And time expires in the second period, 3-0, and we're going to have to see a comeback win for Jacob Minert against Josh Cannon.
Well, that Tanner story just shows you how much these kids, you don't know what they bring to the mat, what they have on their back, what's weighing on them, what they're thinking, how much everything's going on. It's just, the emotion.
It's legendary.
The things they have to go through at school, they know they're missing the school, they got their schoolwork to go. It doesn't stop.
Oh, it's everything. There's all kinds of issues, personal issues, whatever.
Minert gets out to get his first point at 220 pounds. 152 remains in this match. There's Minert in on deep single leg. Boy, great sprawl there by Mount Vernon. And Mount Vernon grabs the leg, powers around, hits the butcher, tries to spin, gets behind and gets the 2 points for a 5-1 lead. And Minert probably shot from just a little bit too far out, but now he's got Mount Vernon Cannon a little bit high. If he can shuck him, but Mount Vernon, he's got the half Nelson in there, and that is a pretty good lever. But there's the escape. So 5-2. That half Nelson is a pretty good lever. I don't care whether you're on your feet or on your belly. It's a pretty good lever.
Joe, we get shout-outs to players and our players, wrestlers. Every once in a while I get nice job, guys. But here's a shout-out to Coach Johnson. Tell the Junkyard Dog, a.k.a. Tony Johnson, to make sure them Rockets have their talons sharpened for tomorrow. Good luck, Rocket Nation, from Nate Hinton.
All right, we're out of bounds here at 220 pounds, 5-2 the score. We got to have Jacob Minert get something going here. He either needs to hit some type of a throw, maybe a duck under, get behind, a takedown, and back points for Jacob Minert would give him the win here at 220 pounds. He needs to realize he is wrestling for elimination. He does get the stall call now. Cannon, Jacob Minert just a little bit too far out on that shot. Same thing that happened last time that he was taken down. And great sprawl there by Cannon. Cannon gets behind, and there is a two-point takedown, and Jacob Minert is injured on that takedown. I don't know exactly what happened, but he gets back up, trailing 7-2 with 36 seconds remaining in this 220-pound match.
Well, I know he wants to take him down, but he can't get extended like that. He gets his arms clear out, and then he gets flattened out, and it goes behind.
He does get away, and now it's 7-3 with 29 seconds to go. It's a four-point advantage, so now Minert tries to get an underhook. Boy, if he could just get in there, a big underhook, a hip throw, a headlock, anything can happen. There's that double leg from too far out again, folks. 13 seconds remain. Minert been the aggressor here, but a sprawl again, and Cannon gets behind. Just didn't quite set that thing up quite good enough, and 9-3 the score as we conclude this match. It's the last match of this particular session. Little bit of heartbreak, a little bit of love for our Southern Iowa wrestlers here on 96.7 KIIC. You've been listening to it, folks, on Thunder Country.
And all right, we're going to go over at 7 o'clock. We're going to head over to the Whiteout as the Mohawks will host the Sabres tonight in a tournament action as Twin Cedars and Moravia will be going at on the basketball court lady style, and Dan Stocker will be on hand to bring that contest starting at 7 o'clock.
Are they still playing 6-on-6 down in Appanoose County, or are they up to 5-on-5?
It's 5-on-5. Good stuff here. Here's Coach Eddie from Sheraton. Come on up here, Coach, and grab the headset. Coach, congratulations, Carter Isley, with the fine match route there, and we'll get the Carters after we talk about Tanner Pouch here real quick. Tanner, saw you guys embrace here as he came off the mat. That's a tough loss for him, but what an outstanding wrestler Tanner Pouch is.
Yeah, I thought he wrestled pretty hard the last 3 weeks of the season, and I thought he wrestled pretty well up here for his first trip up here. I thought he came out and wrestled hard. I thought he gave them Crystal Kid a kid that's a three-time finalist, gave him a good go, and then came back and got a nice win last night. We just couldn't quite get it done today.
Well, Carter Isley, you can't imagine him being a freshman. When you look at him, just not possible. He had a really tough matchup in that second matchup. But you see right here, he's a tough kid, came back, got the nice win here. But he's the kind of guy that can get past that loss and really set his mind back to going towards that third-place finish.
Yeah, anytime you get a kid on the podium as a freshman, it's an accomplishment, especially at a weight class like 182 where you're wrestling a lot of seniors. So I think I think he's done an outstanding job, and we got a tough one tonight with the Knoxville kid again. So
well, the future right now, the immediate future is Carter Isley. But like we talked about with Tanner Pausch, he's a junior. He'll come back next year, and you've got a bright future there for the Sheraton Charger wrestling program. We mentioned a couple of your younger kids, but you had some district competitors there at Sheraton. Who you got else coming up for the Sheraton Chargers on the younger grades, looking to learn from the experiences that these two have gained?
Yeah, we haven't had a senior in the lineup since the first weekend in January, so we're a pretty young team. Our junior class is a very hard-working group of kids, and we got some really solid freshmen, obviously with Carter and Nick Ryan. Devin Harbert's had a pretty solid season. I thought he got a lot better. We got in a pretty tough spot in a really tough sectional and didn't even make it out of sectionals. And I think we got to work with him and get him back up here. I think he can score some points up here.
You look at Harbers, and he's one of those kids that I think you can project into the future that he's going to be the kid that beats somebody else. And they say, well, we had a really tough side on our bracket because Devin Harbers was there. And I'd put Nick Ryan in that group too. A couple of kids that are young coming up and going to be able to do some things for your South Central Conference Sheraton Charger team.
Yeah, I think we got a lot of good things going on, and we just keep working every year to try to get better, and it all starts with our kids program and junior high and just coming up and competing at the high school level.
We're talking with Coach Eddie from the Sheraton Chargers. This interview brought to you by Sheraton Ford, where you can get your new or used vehicle at Sheraton Ford, locally owned and operated. Coach Carter Isley, what do you do tonight to get him in the state of mind where he can come back and shoot for that third-place spot on the podium?
Well, I think our key right now is just we got to get him to open up and wrestle a little more and score some more points. He's a pretty special bigger kid that'll score a lot of points if he'll open up, and we got to get that done tonight. And we didn't do a very good job of that today, but it's tough to come back from a loss and getting a win in that match and right after loss is the big thing, and it doesn't really have to be pretty right now. But we've got a tough kid tonight, and we got to open up, and we can't miss any scoring opportunities in the match.
What's you guys and the coaching staff do in the night to get relaxed and ready to go for the next day?
Well, this night session, there's not really much relaxing time. We got done eating supper last night about 11:15, so there's not a lot of relaxing time. It comes in the morning, but my two little kids seem to not let me sleep in, so there's not a lot of relaxing time this week.
This is a great bonding time for you and the kids and the parents from Sheraton, a chance to really bond and grow those lifelong friendships.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to come up here with a group of kids, and our Sheraton crowd always does a great job of supporting us up here, and that's really nice. And just in general, our town does a great job of supporting wrestling, and we really appreciate that. And it's a lot of fun to come up here and see all the kids in the crowd having fun. And we have a lot of fun with our kids while we're up here. And we keep the idea, our kids that aren't still wrestling, we got to keep working to get better so we can be wrestling all 3 days up here.
Super. Well, Coach, you talked about those great Sheraton fans and want to make mention of it. Have you heard about the movement started by Dan Gable and Governor Branstad, the letskeepwrestling.com event? And you can go to letskeepwrestling.com, no apostrophe in the let's, and sign up and get a petition to the International Olympic Committee to keep wrestling in the Olympics.
Yeah, I heard a little bit about that this morning. I haven't had a lot of time to watch the news this week, but
yeah, you've been a little busy.
That's obviously been a huge concern for our sport, and you know, it's just a shame. It's really just a shame, and you know, it's kind of one of those things when I think we all heard the news. It was just such a shock. I think the shock is, you know, kind of wore off a little bit now, and I think, you know, we got to be positive. I thought Dan Gable's interview on TV, you know, we got to be positive, and you know, Tom Brands basically said the same thing. We got to be positive as a group and find a way to get something done here.
Those two are standing right here just about 2 hours ago, talking with us about this. Governor Branstad was up here visiting with us about it. They've taken the initiative. That's where this all begins. And you know, wrestling is such a big part of our heritage here in Iowa and in Sheraton. You guys have always had rich wrestling history, and you know this as a coach. It's not just the things they do on the mat; it's the things that they learn from the things they do on the mat that take them in life that really matter most.
Yeah, that's the greatest thing about wrestling is what we can do for the kids to make them better people. And that's the goal of our program, and I think, you know, most coaches in the state have that same goal. It's to make better people, and I think that's why the state's so great, is that's wrestling's such a big sport here, and I think that's what causes it is you know, we have that mentality.
Southern Iowa Wrestling really leaving its footprint here.
Yeah. Eddieville's doing really well just out of the South Central Conference, and you know, Centerville, I don't know if the Cowan kid won, but I think he did.
He did.
Okay, and they got two kids going. And yeah, I thought our district this year was pretty tough. Our sectional itself, there were some kids that didn't get out of sectionals.
You take Harberts. Yeah. He's one of those examples. Move him, yep. You know, 40 miles one direction, and he's probably here as well.
Yeah, and that's just, you know, that's part of the deal. Last year we got on the flip side of that with Harberts, and we were able to get him up here when Cowan got hurt prior to sectionals. But yeah, the Bose kid from Davis County not being here, and I think our conference has done a nice job of in the area has done a nice job up here.
Well, Coach, we really appreciate you stopping by, and we look forward to seeing you here in a little bit.
Right, let thanks. Carter Isley know that the 96.7 radio staff and all the listeners on Thunder Country KIIC root for him for a big win to be able to move up into the semifinal match on the consolation side. Love to see him wrestling for third place tomorrow afternoon.
That'd be great. Thanks, guys.
Coach, thanks so much.
We got to give him some.
Even though he can get chocolate.
Any time he wants, we've got chocolate from Piper's.
We've got chocolate, but Joe Mill is down there, and he's got the bag of goodies. So when we take a break here, we got a little box of chocolates from Piper's Candy on the north side of the Sheraton Square. And they always have the best deli sandwiches. I think people talk about their candy, but you can go in there and get a deli sandwich as well. They're super people. My wife, my father-in-law is in the nursing home over there in Sheraton. My wife calls them up. They deliver the candy to my father-in-law.
At the nursing home.
They don't have a delivery service. They just do that. That's what you find in small towns. And I know you know that because we both live in the great communities, Albion, Sheraton, two of the finest communities in Iowa, period.
Yeah, it's the small businesses are what make the small towns go, so it's nice to see. And I'm sure our coaching staff would appreciate those chocolates. We definitely don't miss too many meals.
Well, did he run up the stairs, Coach? No, he's shaking his head. No, we were going to have you run the stairs. He did elect for the elevator. Darn it.
Yeah, we had to keep our breath. That might have been a little bit high up here for us. So.
Well, I love those Piper's deli fresh sandwiches. My Uncle Dave Sinclair introduced me to them years and years, decades ago. But I still like the candy better, Jason. Got to disagree with you. Well, especially those homemade little hard toffee things with the chocolate and the nuts. Oh, man. Individually
I never take the time to figure out what they're called. I'm too busy downing them. Jay Mill, did you bring... Hey, look at here. Here's Joe. Now, wait a second. Joe, my wife has been on me the entire time. Look, right here. You can see my text from my wife. Candy. She wants to make sure that the coaches get the candy. So, Coach, I got to take a picture here to verify that you've got the candy.
Well, I was all the way down trying to get general admission tickets for tomorrow when I heard you say that Jay Mill had the candy, so I ran all the way back up here to make sure these boys, my hometown, my
you can hear him breathing hard, guys. He walked from the
taken care of. So this is my these are my boys.
Well, I just want to say something. We I noticed there's four pieces of candy in this box, and Carter Isley was wrestling a pretty tough kid earlier this month, and he was eating four chocolate chip cookies right before the match, and you know, we were talking about the positives you put in your body and the negatives, and he convinced me that he went out and beat an undefeated kid that week that was like 35-0, and you know, a half hour after shoving four big chocolate chip cookies down his mouth, and he convinced me that four negatives make a positive. So I think maybe I'm going to give both of these boxes to him.
I'd get the recipe for those chocolates for the action tonight and tomorrow. That's a great story, Coach.
Good stuff. Coach, thanks so much, buddy. Appreciate it. Hey, congratulations, guys. Thanks so much for stopping up. Now, don't forget to come back after you get done tonight. We really want to see you guys and talk to you. I know the fans enjoy it, and the parents and the people who can't make it. Mostly those older people who are shut in, can't get out. They really want to hear this. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, thanks for the coverage, guys.
Sheraton representing today. I'll be representing today. The Rockets, all of Southern Iowa, buddy, have been representing here. And we've got another busy session coming up.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to basketball.
We're going to keep it right here for now. They're working on the connection for Dan Stocker down in Moravia for the girls' basketball tournament. And we'll just recap this for you. And we are going to have Joe Millage get connected with Dan Stocker in a little bit. But in Class 2A, advancing through these consolation elimination matches, area wrestlers, it was Tanner Cowan from Centerville with an exciting win over Chase Goodman from South Central Calhoun County. And a very muscular South Central Calhoun County wrestler there, Chase Goodman. He goes down, lost to Tanner Cowan, and no shame there for Goodman, but he will not stand on the medal stand this year. Cowan does. It was Tanner Pausch with a very tough draw on his top half of the 132-pound bracket. Tanner Pausch has a tough loss. He goes down to Gonzalez. Andres Gonzalez from Clear Lake will advance to the medals round at Class 2A, 132 pounds, over Tanner Pausch from Sheraton. At 145 pounds, Dalton Folkers drew Buster from Mediapolis, and Buster outpointed Folkers, and a tough loss for Dalton Folkers there. The talented Albia Jr. in a heartbreak loss goes down, but he will be back here next year, folks. Dalton Folkers, tough loss there to Drew Buster from Mediapolis. We also brought you a great match at 170 pounds where Seth Davison from Fairfield got the big win. He got the win over Maggart from South, I'm not exactly sure where he was from, but Davison does advance, as does Colton Spohr from Knoxville at 182 pounds, and Carter Isley from Sheraton. You just heard the interview with the Sheraton coaches there. Carter Isley advances at 182 pounds. And we closed out our coverage tonight in this session number 5 before we go get our break and come back here at 8:30 tonight with Jacob Meinert lost to Josh Cannon from Mount Vernon. So Fairfield has Seth Davison still going, and congratulations to all of our South Central Iowa wrestlers. And I don't know, am I going to send it back to the studio here? Tell me in my ear there. All right, well, we're going to send it back to the studio. I'm going to stay here in the broadcast booth, find out what's going on back at the studio. We will return no later than 8:30 tonight with a great session. Session number 6 of the 2013 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. Class 3A semifinals and third round consolations at 8:30. At 9:30, the Class 2A semifinals and third round consolations. It's all coming your way on 96.7 KIIC Radio and KIIC Radio Thunder Country. Go All Southern Iowa Athletics. We'll be back in not very long.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters.
932-5172, 932-5172, or on the web at DeweyMotor.com.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome, everybody, to Albia High School, side of the round three. Action between Class 1A Region 6, Moravia Lady Mohawks taking on the Twin Cedars Sabres. And we've got us a good game going right now. The Lady Mohawks are up 8-6 starting this game here. Apologize for the slight delay here. Anytime they turn me loose with technology and equipment, you never know what you're going to get, folks. A lot of times I get it right. Sometimes I mess it up. So I apologize for that. I was having a hard time getting stuff connected. But old Scotty and Joe back at the station got us going there. So we're ready to roll. This is